Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Live from Great Bend, Jared Sluppy with you, and the Onega Buffaloes are on to the state tournament, and they are taking on the Medicine Lodge Indians. It's been a very interesting road for the Buffaloes getting here to the state tournament. What a fantastic regional tournament performance that they were able to get a comeback win in the final versus Valley Falls. We'll talk about that throughout the broadcast. And also coming up next, I got an interview with the head coach of the Onega Buffaloes, Adam Kufall, and that'll be coming up here in just a bit here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Royce Becker on why he chooses Community National Bank.
It's been our bank for as long as I can remember. Anytime we need something or if we have an issue or something needs to be taken care of, they're always willing to get right on it. They're always willing to do whatever they need to help the business grow. We just started my son was old enough, trucking business, and they were on board with helping us get started and doing whatever they needed to help us get that rolling.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
I'm joined by Adam Kufall, the Onega baseball head coach. And coach, what a fantastic run you guys made in the regionals, getting all the way to state. And a very special team you guys have, a lot of great players.
Yeah, we've been happy with the way things have turned out this year. We knew coming back from last year we had some talent returning, but we also had some holes to fill. We had a really good senior class last year that were some of our best players, so we knew we had to plug those holes, but we felt like we had some younger kids that would be able to step up, and they've done that, and the guys have worked extremely hard, and had some good players returning, and the guys that have filled in the holes have done great.
Yeah, and almost more importantly, it's a very fun team. I mean, you guys are just a lot of fun to watch. It was great getting out to cover your guys' games in the regional. But kind of breaking down these games here, first we start off with the semifinal game versus Jackson Heights. Coach, this game got off to a weird start where a couple guys were ejected from Jackson Heights, and then I believe Race also got a warning as well. What were your thoughts on kind of some of the stuff that wasn't really happening as the results of the baseball game, more the off-the-field sort of stuff, if you will?
It was probably the most eventful run rule game I've ever been a part of, I think. it certainly didn't help Jackson Heights that the kid that got ejected was Jude Williams. He was their starting pitcher, and I know all year he's been one of their top two guys. I know Jeremy, their head coach, really well, and he's a great guy. And I knew that they were going to be a challenge for us, and just putting myself in his shoes, that would certainly throw me for a loop if my starting pitcher didn't even get to pitch a pitch. So, and even some of our kids more recently didn't know that you couldn't run into a catcher to try to knock the ball loose. You see it in movies and see it in old baseball films, and it looks awesome. Well, you can't really do that anymore. And that's what happened, and Jude's a good kid and a good baseball player, but he was going to be out and tried to make a play there and got ejected for it, and that certainly threw them for a loop. It got pretty tense, pretty heated from there. There was another ejection later in the game. First, where the runner didn't use the running lane properly.
And you guys certainly were able to take advantage of some of the weirdness of that game. You guys had a couple of home runs in the first inning, and then you guys, your offense kind of cooled off a little bit, and then picked up in the final frame. How important was it to keep your guys going with all that stuff going on?
We've got a lot of firepower through most of our lineup, so we've had big innings like that. So I knew that kind of stuff was possible. It seemed like we went cold after that, and a lot of that was kind of letting those emotions get to us with the craziness of the game. And luckily we had Colby Simpkins on the mound, and he's a pretty darn good pitcher, so he was able to hold off Jackson Heights until we kind of got settled back in the fifth inning, and then we were able to put up four more runs and and end it. So I was really proud about the way that they kept their composure for the most part throughout the game. So.
We're here with Adam Kufall, Onega head coach from the baseball team. We'll take a quick break and come back in just a bit.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Back here with Adam Kufall, the Onega baseball coach, and we're going to talk about that finale. How important was it to keep the game close? You guys were tied 1-1 after those three innings with just two hits.
Very important. We just played Valley Falls in the regular season finale 2 weeks prior. I think for the first time this year, Zach came out, Fisher, who was our starter, and I think the nerves got to him just a little bit. Things weren't really going all that well for him early on. We actually loaded the bases up, gave up one run in the first, but that could have certainly been a lot worse with good defensive plays there. I think Jeremiah Dorsey had a great play. So we had some help around him, and he knows that, and that's, I think, why he pitches with so much confidence.
The offense, I mean, you guys were down 4-1 going into the bottom of the fifth. You guys were able to put up a couple runs to get yourselves back into the game, made it 4-3, and then Jackson Coulterman, the two-run home run. As soon as that ball was off his bat, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, we had Colby Fordham, who's just been nails for us the last several weeks. He's a senior right fielder, got a great arm, and we always knew he had that potential to be a really good line drive base hitter, and he's really done that for us the last month or so. And he got a leadoff single, so he was a tying run, which felt pretty good. And then we had back-to-back strikeouts, and then we had Jackson up, and he's never hit one out in straightaway center, and I think that one cleared by 30 feet. But he said he was rounding first. He sprinted all the way to second thinking he was going to leg out a triple, not realizing it was already out of the park. And probably the most exciting single pitch that I've been a part of in these 3 years that we've had baseball here.
No, I believe it. That was a phenomenal moment and kind of encapsulates the entire tournament for you guys. Your thoughts on your collective offensive efforts?
Our offense has been great all year, and in other games this year when we've struggled for three or four innings to put together runs, next thing you know we'll put up five, six, seven runs. To beat a team like that and have our kids do what they've been doing all year, it was pretty special, and I'm really proud of the way they finished that off.
Here with Adam Kufall, the Onega boys baseball head coach. And Coach, kind of going back to Zach Fisher, he did struggle a little bit during the tournament, 1-for-7, but at the same time, how comforting was it for you to know that one of your best, if not your best hitter, struggles a little bit, but you guys still are able to create that amount of hitting presence during the entire tournament?
To see the team be able to win without him necessarily being at the top of his game lately has been great. I mean, he's been phenomenal on the mound, don't get me wrong. His pitching this year has been phenomenal, and his hitting's been great. He's hitting .438. It's just when you think of Zach, you think of stats even better than that. So he's been hitting just fine, but yeah, it's good that down the stretch here, when he's had a little bit of a struggle, and especially in the tournament, that we were able to put up those kind of numbers without him.
Here with Onega baseball coach Adam Kufall. Let's take one last break, and we'll wrap things up talking about Medicine Lodge coming up after this.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions?
personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Back here with Adam Kufall, Onega baseball coach. And Coach, breaking down your guys' matchup against Medicine Lodge, and this is a team that can absolutely flat-out rake, batting .393 as a collective unit. They have multiple guys batting better than .400, and pretty much everybody batting better than .300. Your thoughts on how this could match up for your guys' pitching staff?
Joe Dorman, their head coach, he knows how to win. They went to basketball with him coaching this year and took third at state. Now he's got him in the state tournament in baseball. So I think that obviously he does a great job with his kids, and they expect to win, and they know how to win. They've got some great players. Carter Cunningham, he's a junior. He'll be an all-state kid, I'm sure. Coy Skripsik, he's a senior. I think he was their best pitcher last year, and it sounds like he was coming off an injury, and so he's been a catcher for them this year, and he's a great athlete, and obviously has a great arm from his pitching background, and he's going to change the game for them.
And talking about their pitching, and this is a team that has a collective unit, not the best statistics, a 3.73 ERA, 1.68 WHIP. So are you kind of expecting for your guys' game plan to be, okay, this might be a higher scoring game?
We hope that we are able to keep them in check with our defense and with Zach on the mound and anybody we got to bring in, whether it's Colby, Simpkins, Jackson, Calderman, Hunter Lehman, they've all been great this year. We feel like our pitching staff is one of the strong points we have. People talk a lot about Zach and Colby, and for good reason, but we've got others that are pretty good arms that I think a lot of other teams would love to have as a one or two guy. So our offense, while it's been pretty high scoring this year, two of our three losses, we were shut out by a couple of really good pitchers. So we certainly don't want to get in a shootout with them because on any given night, any pitcher can shut you down.
Here with Adam Kufall, Onega baseball head coach. And one last question for you. What is preparation for this, not just for this game, but for the state tournament, been like? Talk about the anticipation of the players and what you guys have been doing in practice leading up to this week.
We've tried to keep practice as normal as possible. The first thing I did, this is obviously my first experience as a head coach in a state tournament. There's a lot of unknowns. So I reached out to some guys that have coached a lot of baseball and have coached in a lot of state tournaments that I'm close with. But the big message that I got from talking to those guys was try to keep it as normal as possible. So that's what we've done. A lot of our kids have been on turf before, but not much recently, and some of our kids never have. The kids came up on their own and did some hitting stuff on Sunday, which they've been doing on their own. They orchestrate the whole thing. They get everybody together and go up and do their hitting stuff on Sunday afternoons. They did that. Had a great practice yesterday, and the kids seem as relaxed as I've ever seen them, which is great.
Yeah, they certainly have handled the pressure well. They're on to the state tournament playing Medicine Lodge. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Adam, for your time, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you, Jared. Appreciate it.
That was, of course, Adam Kufall, the head baseball coach of the Onega Buffaloes. First pitch coming up next.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here live on the field in Great Bend. Jared Slubby with you. Kurt back in the booth. And we are set to go for first pitch. We'll be here in just a few minutes.
But boy, what a season it's been for the Onega Buffaloes. And thanks again to head coach Adam Kufall for joining us for a pregame interview. And if you want to catch the full thing before first pitch, we've got about 10, 15 minutes or so until we get first pitch going. Be sure to check that out, msesports.net. It's a nice long interview. He had a lot to say, and I had a lot to ask. So there's nice little chunk of content for you. So, well, boy, I tell you what, this is an Onega team that is 18-3, and if they win this game, folks, St. Mary's Colgan, the 8th seed, awaits them as they upset the Little River Indians 12-5. This was a St. Mary's team that came into today's game just 12-11 on the regular season. They won their regional down in Southeast Kansas, and they stunned the number one seed, Little River, that came into this tournament 20-1 on the season. Pretty interesting development in this tournament. So if Onega does win here against Medicine Lodge, who comes into this one as the 5 seed at 19-4, then they will certainly be the home team, and they might even be favored to advance to the state title. But first, they're going to take care of business here against the Indians. A little bit about Medicine Lodge. They won the Burden Central Regional. They were the 2 seed in that regional. They defeated Cedarvale Dexter, the 7th seed, in the quarterfinals, 11-0, and then defeated the host, Burden Central, the number 1 seed. They were the 3 seed in the tourney. They will beat them 1-0, a walk-off in the 8th inning to get to the finals, where then they defeated the 1 seed West Elk 7-4 in the championship. And West Elk, of course, most notable alumni, Isaiah Loudermilk on the football team, played for the University of Wisconsin and now in the NFL. So they are a team that is very good, but it was Medicine Lodge coming out of that regional. And Onega set to take them on here this afternoon. Should be a good one if the weather can hold up for us and the rain can move off to our east. And there's a storm system coming from the south that's moving its way on up, and we're hoping that it misses us. As of right now, we got mostly cloudy skies. We got some sun coming down, though, as of right now. Wind is blowing to left field as of right now. It has changed direction a little bit since I got here. And this, folks, is a lot different than Onega's ballpark, which is somewhat shallow, but this is a major league style ballpark in terms of the dimensions. It's 325 to both poles. It's 400 to straightaway center field. It's 375 to left and right center field as Onega takes the field to get some fielding practice here. They are the first team to do so, and it should be a good one here this afternoon. Let's go ahead and break down, after the break, each of the ball games for the Buffaloes in the regional tournament coming up next here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The Onega Buffaloes are heading to the state baseball tournament in Great Bend, and Community Healthcare System is proud to present today's broadcast. Through all the off-season work, all the way to a regional championship at their own field, the Onega Buffaloes have overcome the odds and will now play in a state baseball tournament. Community Healthcare System enriches the health and lives of the people that they serve, and this Onega baseball team enriched the lives of the people that rooted them on this year. Good luck to the Onega Buffaloes. From Community Healthcare System, centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility. Main Star Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Main Star Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Main Star Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair, too, at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes.
from the Onega Country Market. 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at State Baseball.
KMZA.
Back here in Great Bend, Jared Sluppy with you. Onega Baseball here at the Class 2-1A State Tournament, just in their third season ever, and they are in the state tournament. Pretty incredible, considering there are a lot of teams that have gone decades and decades without making a state tournament, and just in their third year as a program, they make it to the big stage. And this is a team that has won, or has been to the regional semifinal, at least, in all 3 years as well, and has won the TBL every single year to boot. So it's a team that has already racked up a ton of accolades in just the short stint as a program. Well, talking about how this team got through the regional, starting off in their quarterfinal game, well, they won 15-0 against Blue Valley Randolph. They scored 14 runs against the Rams in the second inning. And in that game, Race Fisher, the first baseman for the Buffaloes, he had two D-balls. He was 3-for-3, had four RBI. He also had three runs, and he also pitched an inning in which he gave up no walks, no hits, and no runs, and had a strikeout. And, I mean, this is a team that right now, he kind of talked a little bit during the interview with head coach Adam Kufall, Zach Fisher, their starting pitcher this afternoon, and has been for most of the season their best, if not one of their best hitters. He's struggling just a little bit. He talked about that in the full interview, and it is somewhat comforting, though, as Coach Kufall explained that even without him playing his best ball in a little bit of a slump, being able to still be able to get that consistent offensive production that they have throughout the tournament, because they got 11 runs in their semifinal win and 8 more in their championship win. And in those 3 games, Fisher combined just 1-for-7. He did score 4 runs and have 5 steals, with 4 of those coming in the championship game. That was very crucial as well. But continuing on with how the team got to the big stage, in that game against Jackson Heights, we talked about how weird of a game that was, in which in the first inning, the starting pitcher for the Cobras, Jude Williams, was ejected from the contest due to an illegal slide at home plate. It wasn't explained very well during the interview on my part, but basically what happened was the then catcher for the Buffaloes came up the line a little bit to make the tag, and as a result, Williams was unable to get a really good slide, and he started to dive right as he was getting tagged, but as mentioned, being that far up the line, it was, according to the umpire, an illegal slide, and he was ejected from the ball game. And then a few innings later, another player ejected for a play at first base in which Race Fisher had to stand on top of the bag and lean back because of an errant throw from shortstop Jackson Coulterman. Well, it wasn't errant, it was just a little bit high, but he had to stand on top of the bag and lean backwards, so the only way the base runner was going to miss the first baseman, Race Fisher, was if he completely missed the bag, and that was obviously not going to be an option. He was trying to get a single, and they collided, and he was ejected from the ball game as a result, and Race Fisher later then got a warning as well. Was unaware of that going on, but Jake Spaulding, who was doing color, caught that and said there was a warning. I'm, again, not really sure quite what. He said it was the way, I think it was the way he caught the ball. He kind of flapped his hand at it, I guess. I didn't really catch it, so I'm not quite sure how or why that was assessed, but that was indeed the case. And then in the finals, they win 8-5 over Valley Falls. It was a go-ahead 2-run bomb from Jackson Coulterman in the bottom of the 6th. An incredible, incredibly timed moment, and getting to hear Kufall's reaction to it was quite priceless as well. They were trailing 4-1 after the top of the 5th, in which the Dragons got a pair of runs in that frame. Simpkins was able to get on with a base hit, and then it was Coulterman who brought him home with a home run, and then it's, things kind of snowballed from there with Zach Evans hitting his pitch count, the starter for Valley Falls hitting his pitch count, having to go to the bullpen, and they were unable to stop the Onega rally, and things unfolded. They got four more runs to give them an 8-4 lead, and then one more run in the bottom of the 7th for Valley Falls to give them the win. So a very fun regional tournament for the Buffaloes, in which they finally break through into the state tournament. I say finally, mainly because of the fact that they got to the regional semifinals their first 2 years of the program, but getting to the state tournament in the first, or rather in the third year of the program, very impressive stuff from head coach Adam Kufall and crew. Let's go and take one more break. We'll come back. We will have our starting lineups coming up here at 92.1 FM, KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
The 27th annual Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation Charity Golf Classic is Friday, June 16th at Spring Creek Golf Course in Seneca. Individual and team registrations are welcome, and many sponsorship opportunities are available as well. We are also doing the golf ball drop. 600 golf balls will be sold. For $5, you can purchase a golf ball with a chance to win 50% of the total golf ball sales. Please contact Courtney Schmelzley at 785-336-0426 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
FM KMZA.
Jared Slubby back with you from Great Bend as we get things going between the 4 seed, the Onega Buffaloes, and the 5 seed, Medicine Lodge Indians. Indians have taken the field for their infield practice. Let's go ahead and get to your starting lineups. First for the team that is going to be the visitors on the scoreboard. Leading things off for Medicine Lodge, number 10, a junior, the first baseman, Derek Randles, batting second and pitching, is the senior, number 12, Coy Skripsik. Batting third and catching is a junior, number 5, Carter Cunningham. Batting cleanup is number 6, the shortstop, he's just a freshman, is Jack Schreiner. Batting fifth and playing third is number 11, a junior, Jace Cox. Batting sixth and playing in left field is number 3, a sophomore, Kevion Ruiz. Batting seventh and playing second base is number 18, a freshman, Lane Krenner. Batting eighth and playing in right field, a freshman, number 15, Zane Keller. And batting ninth, a junior, playing center field, a junior, number 4, Kai Gerdes. And now for the Onega Buffaloes, again, they will be the home team as the 4 seed in the Class 2-1A tournament. Leading off and playing shortstop is number 2, a sophomore, Jackson Coulterman. Batting second and pitching will be number 20, a senior, Zach Fisher. Batting third and catching is number 23, a senior, Colby Simpkins. Batting cleanup and playing second is number 5, a sophomore, LJ Kelzer. Batting fifth and playing third is number 32, a senior, Jeremiah Dorsey. Batting sixth and playing first base, a junior, number 34, Race Fisher. Batting seventh and playing in right field, number 21, a senior, Colby Fordham. Batting eighth and playing in center field is number 29, a junior, Hunter Lamon. And batting ninth in DHing, number 16, a sophomore, Dylan Magnet. With number 8 playing in left field, a freshman, Keegan Venneber. He will not be in the hitting order. So it'll be Coy Skripsik on the rubber for the Medicine Lodge Indians, and as Coach Kufall alluded to, dealing with some injuries last year, but this year he has gotten acclimated into getting fully healthy, and I tell you what, his numbers this year, you wouldn't think that he would be somebody who has been out for a year. Skripsic, 16 and a third innings, three starts with a 2-0 record. How about an ERA of .43? So he is their ace. And 216 pitches this year out of 62 batters faced. He's only given up 9 hits out of 62 batters faced. Only give up 9 hits. Only one earned run and 6 walks. Pretty phenomenal stuff from Coy this season. As a team, though, their ERA a little bit up there. 373 as a whole with a 168 whip. So they do allow batters on base occasionally. So that is something to keep an eye on, as Coach Kufall alluded to. If this is a pitcher's duel, it will be much more in favor of the Buffaloes. And if, in the full interview, that is, and if, this turns into a bit of a hitting spree, this might be in favor of the Indians. That was according to what he told me. And as for the Buffaloes starter, Zach Fisher, I mean, they can't live without this kid on the mound. He is 9-0, the most wins out, or rather tied for the most wins out of any classification, 1 through 6A, obviously. A 1.47 ERA, and the 5 pitchers that have pitched this season have a combined ERA of 1.87. Pretty phenomenal stuff from the Buffaloes pitching this year. And Race Fisher, he came in for a couple games this year for just a handful of innings. In fact, not even a handful, just 2/3 of an inning this year and 2 appearances. So it's mainly Jackson Coulterman, Zach Fisher, Colby Simpkins, and Hunter Lamond. So we'll see how that will fare throughout the tournament. Should they win this game and move on to play St. Mary's Colgan, will be Simpkins starting, or will they have to expend him in this game? Will be Coulterman starting? There's a lot of questions they have to ask, because Fisher and Simpkins have combined for 99. Actually, with the third of innings, it makes it right at 100 innings. Right at 100 innings for those two combined, with Zach Fisher pitching for 52 and a third, and Colby Simpkins pitching for 47 and 2/3. And those two are most likely who we will see today if Zach Fisher can't go the full distance. But he has pitched, 5 complete games this year out of 8 starts. So we'll see how things go there. He also has a save this year as well. He has only 2 relief appearances, so might have to make a 3rd or a 4th. We'll see how things go, not just today, but possibly tomorrow as well, in terms of the pitching is concerned, with just those 4. Maybe sneak Race Fisher in there for a little bit, but that seems a little bit risky considering he's only pitched for 2/3 of an inning for this season. So once again, the hitting order for Medicine Lodge, it will be Derek Randles, Coy Skripsic, Carter Cunningham. In the middle of the order, it's Jack Schreiner, Chase Cox, and Kevion Ruiz. And in the bottom, it's Lane Krenner, Zane Keller, and Kai Burdick. So looking at the defense for the Buffaloes, mentioned that the battery is Fisher on the mound, and it'll be Cody Simpkins behind the plate. Jeremiah Dorsey is over at third, with Jackson Coulterman being the shortstop to make up the left part of the infield. The right part of the infield will have L.J. Kelzer at second and Race Fisher at first. It'll be Venneberg in left. Kane Venneberg, the freshman, will be in left field. Hunter Lamond is in center, and Colby Fordham is in right field. So looking forward to see how this one unfolds with this team batting .393, the Medicine Lodge Indians. .393 hitting as a team. Some unreal numbers from them. That includes a pair of guys that are batting above .500 individually, with Keller batting .526. Mentioned that he is batting 8th in the lineup. Pretty interesting there. But he has not been fully healthy this year. He's only made 19 appearances at home plate. And out of his 19 at-bats, he has 10 hits. And as for Coy Skripsic, he has 54 at-bats and 28 hits. So he's batting .519. So he really is a jack of all trades. Cunningham batting .480 on the year, and he is one of 4 batters batting in between .500 and .400. And then there are 3 more batters batting better than .300, and only 1 batter that is in the starting lineup that is hitting below .300, and that is Krenner, And Krenner, the freshman second baseman, he's batting 280. So even then, not that bad. But it's a combined 181 hits in their 23 games this year. So this is a team that can absolutely rake it. Again, they're 19-4. Onega is 18-3. So 28 hits, excuse me, for Coy Skripsik. 22 of those were singles, 6 of them were doubles, and no long balls. But that Cunningham, Carter Cunningham, who Coach Kufall alludes to, is probably going to be an All-State candidate. He has 4 long balls. And Onega, they really know how to hit the long ball themselves. This is a team that, as a combined unit, has hit 24 deep ones. And having a shallower ballpark has something to do with it, but this is a team that just straight out has great power with Jeremiah Dorsey and Jackson Colchman hitting 5 bombs apiece. Race Fisher and Colby Simpkins both have 4. Zach Fisher has 3, and Colby Fordham has 2, with Hunter Lamon with 1 home run. So some keys to the game. First for Onega, and they have to be consistent at the plate and try to get their bats going early and keep them going often, because Skripsik, once he gets into a little bit of a rhythm, he's hard to stop. As he, as mentioned, has an ERA of just .43 on the season, only 1 earned run in all of his starts this season. And for the defense and the pitching, it's trying to make sure that you can have Zach Fisher get in and out of innings quickly and not expend possibly that second man and possibly have him go the full distance. That would be huge for Omega if they could have him be the only person that pitches today, keep him relatively at a good pitching count, keep him under 100, because obviously that's the rule for Keisha. You can't have more than 100 pitches. They can do that, maybe have him at 85 or maybe 90, try to keep him a little bit lower. They can possibly rely on him, maybe not in the first game tomorrow, but maybe in the championship game if they were to make that, or the third place game, obviously, is an option as well. But if you win here today, you automatically play 2 games tomorrow, whether that be in the championship or the third place game. But Onega's going for it all, and they got a good chance to possibly get to the state title game with 2 favorable matchups, but they got to take care of the Indians first, the 5 seed, and then St. Mary's Colgan will await the winner. Just 13-11 are the Panthers, but they get the 12-5 victory over the number 1 overall team in the field, the Little River Indians. It was quite the surprise. So we're going to go ahead and take another 60-second break, and we'll come back with First Pitch here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Mowing? Nobody likes mowing. If you hate it, call Truax Tree Service. We love it. We love it so much that if you sign up for a season-long contract, we'll give you a $50 gift card. No strings attached. But we'll also do weed eating for you as well. Landscaping, tree service, mowing, you name it, we'll do it. You better contact Truax Tree Service today at 785-236-7651. That's 785-236-7651. Truax Tree Service. Taking care of the problems you don't want to deal with.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Great Bend, Onega versus Onega versus Medicine Lodge here in Great Bend. Not in mid-season for myself, but these Buffaloes sure are. Incredible season for Onega in just their third year as a program. And looking at the postseason stats for Onega, as a team, they're hitting .328 in the postseason with 5 home runs in the tournament. How about 27 runs batted in? Very impressive stat there with a total of, 34 runs in those 3 games. So that's 11.3 per game. Also, they are pretty aggressive on the base paths, averaging 4.3 steals per game. And here, I think they'll have an opportunity to get more extra bases in terms of doubles and triples, because they only had 5 doubles in the regional tournament, but with a much larger field, certainly more opportunities for that. And as for the pitching in the postseason in that regional tournament, they pitched a total of 15 and two-thirds inning. That's it. They gave up only 14 hits, only 5 earned runs, 3 walks, and 22 strikeouts. That's good for an ERA of 2.23, which is slightly higher, believe it or not, than their season average of 1.87, and a whip of just 1.09, and an opposing batting average of just 2.33. Zach Fisher, again, on the rubber. He is your starter. Getting loose and getting ready. Once again, looking at his stats on the year, he, on the year, has given up a total of 11 earned runs in 52 and a third innings for an ERA of just 1.47, 9-0 record, making his ninth start and his 12th appearance on the season. Other stats include giving up 37 hits and 7 walks. He has 75 strikeouts on the year. And as mentioned, that's 7 walks. That's really impressive stuff. Out of 196 at-bats and 206 batters faced. So Derek Randles will lead things off for the Indians. The junior first baseman. Wind up and the first pitch, and we are underway. It's in there for a strike. Near the loud Onega Buffalo fans behind me, all around me, and the dugout is to my left. Here's the windup and the 0-1 after that first pitch fastball. That one's in there for 2. Randles on the year batting .389, has 21 hits out of his 54 at-bats. Here's the 0-2. Now tip into the glove of Simpkins for strike 3. So, good morning, good afternoon, good night, says Zach Fisher. And that will bring up the ever-dangerous Coy Skripcic, the senior pitcher. Again, batting .519 with 28 hits and just 54 at-bats. And 23 runs batted in. He also has 27 runs. First pitch in there, strike 1. So 4 pitches, 4 strikes from Zach Fisher. And wasting no time, why would he? Right back at it. And in there, strike 2. Low in the strike zone, but in there for a strike. Black tops, white pants for the Indians. White on white for Onega. Here is the 0-2. That one's chopped, and that is into center field. 4 base hit past Jackson Coulterman. And it is a one-out single here in the top of the first. That's 6 pitches, and that's 6 strikes thrown from Zach Fisher. So he's feeling the strike zone right now. And that'll bring up Carter Cunningham, the junior catcher. Double play ball is on for the Buffaloes. 1 gone, top of 1. 8 quarterfinals. We're back to first, not in time. Fortunately, Coach Dorman didn't send me base running statistics. That one in there for a strike as well. Skripcic is an incredible athlete, however. I mean, he can really do everything on the baseball field. Doesn't have a huge lead over at first, about maybe 2.5 steps, about a normal lead, I would say. We're back. Excuse me. Throw is low for the first ball of the game. They even count at 1-1 in the dirt. Nice scoop by Simpkins. Race Fisher, Zach's brother over first. He'll throw over to him once again. No tag applied. Back in there safely. Fisher feeling it right now. We'll go right back to it from the stretch for the first time today. In there, strike 2. Medicine Lodge making their first state tournament appearance since 2016. They went to back-to-back state tournaments. So that one straight to miss. Strike 3 got him. 2 gone. 2 Ks for Fisher. 2015-2016, Medicine Lodge made the tournament both years. Both years they finished runner-up. And in 2016, they lost to St. Mary's Colgate, who awaits the winner of this game. They lost that one 13-3. Back over to first, close, but not in time, says the first base umpire, much to the chagrin of the Onega fans. One state title underneath the belts of the Medicine Lodge faithful. Over to first again, not in time. That was back in 2012. They've had decently recent success. First pitch going to Jack Schreiner, and that one in there, strike one to the freshman shortstop. And what Schreiner has done this year, very impressive, batting .348 again, just as a freshman in the cleanup spot. Talk about pressure. A one pitch, that one just a little bit outside, evens up the count. Good pitch, though, trying to get him to chase, didn't bite. Chris Sivic over first, he had a one-out single. And one pitch, fouled straight back over the net behind home plate, protecting the press box, which I am not at. I'm over by the Onega dugout. Got a little bit of a canopy hanging over me on the third base side, which is the home dugout for this tournament. Here's the 1-2 pitch, back to the stretch. Fisher goes at it and unloads. This one chops. That one is fair down the third base line. Throw to first is in time. Got him. Nice throw by Jeremiah Dorsey. One man left stranded. We're scoreless. We go to the bottom of the first. Coming up next on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The Onega Buffaloes are heading to the state baseball tournament in Great Bend, and Community Healthcare System is proud to present today's broadcast. Through all the off-season work, all the way to a regional championship at their own field, the Onega Buffaloes have overcome the odds and will now play in a state baseball tournament. Community Healthcare System enriches the health and lives of the people that they serve, and this Onega baseball team enriched the lives of the people that rooted them on this year. Good luck to the Onega Buffaloes. From Community Healthcare System.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Nice start to the game for Onega, not giving up any runs in the top half of the first, giving up just one hit and leaving him stranded. And up come the Buffaloes at the plate for the first time today. Once again, the hitting order, it's Jackson Colcherman, Zach Fisher, Colby Simpkins. Middle of the order is LJ Kelzer, Jeremiah Dorsey, Race Fisher. In the bottom half of the order is Colby Fordham, Hunter Lamont, and Dylan Magnet. Take a look at the defense for the Indians. It's Cox at third, with Schreiner at short, Krenner at second, and Randall at first. In left field, it's Ruiz. Gertis is in center, and Keller is in right, with Skripsik on the mound and Cunningham behind the plate. So Colterman got the two-run bomb in the sixth inning. The go-ahead run in the championship game against Valley Falls. He'll start things off. In the regional tournament, he went 4-for-8. He had 4 RBI with that home run, he had a double and 6 runs. First pitch from Skripsik. That one's in there for a strike. Fastball high in the zone. Colterman went 3-for-4 in that championship game. He touched home plate 3 times. That one foul tip. Back to the backstop, makes it 0-2. Semifinal game, he was 1-for-2 with 2 RBI, 2 runs, a double, and a walk. He also pitched an inning in the third. He got the start, no decision. And correction, that was actually in the quarterfinal game. That one fouled the backstop again, so staying alive. In the semifinal game versus Jackson Heights, he was 0-for-2 with a run and a walk. Skripsik ahead in the count, 0-2. Colterman, wide stance, both feet almost touching the chalk of the batter's box. Swing and a miss behind that fastball for strikeout number 1 for Skripsik. There's one gone here at the bottom of the first. So that brings up Zach Fisher, as mentioned, in a little bit of a slump here in the postseason, 1-for-7 in the 3 postseason games, 4 runs, but he did have those major 5 stolen bases, with 4 of those coming against Valley Falls in the championship game. First pitch, Skripsik, a fastball down low in there for strike 1. Fisher, 1-for-3 in the championship game. He had a run, a walk, and he had those 4 steals. He also was the starting pitcher, went 6 1/3, got the win, gave up 9 hits, 4 runs, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. That was in there for strike 2. Again, And Skripsik and Fisher, they're going tit for tat with these strikes here. They are not throwing balls right now. O2 pitch from the right-handed starter for McLodge is in there, swing and a miss. Another fastball that is behind the Onega batter. This time it's Fisher, that's the victim. Two up, two down, six strikes. Stimkins now at the plate. He's also 4-for-8, just like Coulterman in the regional tournament. Six RBI, that led the whole team for Spitch. That one misses low and away. Two doubles, five runs, and three steals. And there are three wins. That was the regional that they hosted. Opposite way, just past the first base coach there. Even the count at 1-1, two gone. Coach Kufall told me right before the game that apparently they experienced a flat tire in their trailer yesterday when they were on their way over here. This one hit opposite way to the first baseman, scooped cleanly by Randles, and he'll easily step on the bag for the final out. So only one hit combined in the first inning, and we are scoreless. We'll go to the top of the second here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainstarTrust.com.
It's true. Not a lot of places in Northeast Kansas can give you high-quality work for a low cost. But with Truax Tree Service, that's what you get. You get a true price, one that is affordable, and one that'll help you get the job done. Jobs big and small, they do it all. Contact the local professionals at Truax Tree Service, 785-236-7651, for your local estimate today. Because we all know when it comes right down to it, here in Northeast Kansas, we care about people that care about us. So if you want true price with true character, you need to trust True Axe Tree Service.
Kansaland Radio.
Going at the top of the second, it's been a pitcher's duel so far, if you want to call it that, just after one inning of play. Four total strikeouts to each. And Medicine Lodge got one single in the top of the first. It was Skripsik. Went right up the middle and over the second base bag past Jackson Coulterman. But you go to the 5-6-7 hitters coming up. That will be Jace Cox, the junior third baseman, to lead things off for the Indians. Fisher trying to keep that rhythm going after a good start to this ball game. So Fisher will go to the windup. And we are ready to go. Spitch ahead of that off speeder for strike one. A start for Fisher. Like a change up on the outside portion of the plate. Here's the 0-1 and the high fastball. It's called straight back, make it 0-2. Exactly how we started the first inning. With these pitchers just throwing darts. Here's the 0-2. In there, strike three, lower portion of the strike zone. Got him looking. And that is number three of the game for Fisher. That'll bring up Kevion Ruiz, the sophomore left fielder. Batting 440 on the year. First pitch, just missing a little bit low. 22 hits, 7 doubles. 23 RBI, tied for the second most on the team with 17 runs and 11 strikeouts. That one's in there for a strike, evens up the count. One thing about Medicine Lodge, though, is they do strike out quite a bit. They have 114 combined strikeouts as a team. A lot of their players averaging about a little over one a game. Is that one through the wickets of Simpkins, low for a ball. That makes it 2-1. First time either pitcher has had two balls and a count today. Right back at it, trying to even up the count. Bounce right back, and he does just that. 2-2. One gone, top of two, we're scoreless here in Great Bend, Class 2-1A State Championship Tournament. Winner will take on St. Mary's Colgan, the 8th seed, who got an upset over the number 1 seed, Little River, just before our contest started. 2-2 is down low, scooped by Simpkins to make the count full. It was 3 runs in the first inning for St. Mary's Colgan. They had 4 more in the 5th. Foul straight back again. It's out of play. Simpkins couldn't track it. And as of right now, looks like our weather situation will be okay for at least a little bit. Forecast is now saying the rain is being pushed back to about 3:45. That one is low for ball 4. Second base runner of the ball game. Both of them have been for Medicine Lodge. And it looks like if there are any showers, they appear to be light to maybe moderate, which was not the case in this morning's forecast, where it looked like they might be moderate to severe. Now at the plate is Lane Krenner, the freshman second baseman. The first pitch in there, strike 1. Krenner, as mentioned, is the only batter in the hitting order batting below 300, but he's batting 280. Check back over at first base to Ruiz. It's dropped by Fisher, but able to keep it in front of him, so the runner will stay. Krenner batting 280 with 14 hits. 13 of those are singles, one of those being a triple. He does, however, have 20 RBI. He's tied for the 4th most on the team. In the air, foul territory, slicing out of play. Well, in play, just in foul territory by the Onega bullpen. 0-2 count, 1 gone. Pretty big lead over at first for Ruiz. Pitch, that one just outside, and that will make it 1 and 2. Trying to get him to chase, does not do so. Good patience from the freshman. That one a little bit low, and that will make it 2 and 2. And those are a couple of tough pitches to take from Krenner, but he's rewarded with a now even count. Double play ball is on. And that one gets away from Simpkins into the backstop. And the double play ball no longer in play after that pass ball. That one nicks the glove of Simpkins. Definitely catchable. Now 3-2 count after it was 0-2. Pitch from Fisher. That's low for ball 4. Multiple base runners now for the first time today. Back-to-back walks from Fisher. That's already 30 pitches for the right-handed senior starter for Onega. As mentioned, got the 100-pitch limit. And that brings up the freshman right fielder, Zane Keller. The 3 freshmen in the lineup for the Indians. First pitch, that one's in the dirt, scooped by Simpkins for ball 1. As mentioned, Keller batting 526 on the year, highest batting average on the team, but he only has 19 at-bats, 10 hits out of those at-bats, 7 singles, 2 doubles, and a triple. That one's there to even up the count 1-1. 9 RBI, has a chance to add to that total right here if he can put one in the right spot in the outfield. We're back over to second, and that one gets into center field. Gets away, both runners are, well actually only the runner at second base is going to advance. Fisher threw the ball when there was nobody there. It was also a little bit low and a tough one to field for Jackson Colterman, who had to rush over to second. So unfortunately that's going to go down as an E1. And now a fly ball put in the right spot in the outfield will be the first run of the game for Medicine Lodge. Runners on the corners. They might see if they can sneak Lynn Krenner over to second base on a steal as Simpkins comes to talk to his starting pitcher. Count is 1-1, 1 gone here at the top of the second. We're still scoreless. Onega is trying to keep it that way, and the double play ball is back on. And that would get them out of this jam. Keep them scoreless. Keep an eye on Krenner over at first. Here's the pitch. They're going to keep him there. In there, strike 2. Beautiful pitch from Fisher. Dorman, the third base coach, calling out his signal here. 1-2 outside, evens up the count. Brenner has his lead over at first. Fisher doesn't even look at him. In the air, shallow, maybe in the infield. It is in the infield. That's going to be caught, and both runners will stay. That is a big timeout for Zach Fisher as L.J. Kelzer makes the catch. Round number two. The runners on the corners now for Ty Gerdes, the junior center fielder. Gerdes batting 400 right on the nose. 20 hits out of 50 tries, 14 singles, 4 doubles, a triple, and a home run as well. And this one hits the center field. No, a throwback, and that is into center field. Excuse me, I looked away for a second, but that was a pickoff move. Gone astray. And it was a double steal, and it worked. Wow. So both runners are going to get a steal. And it's 1-0 Medicine Lodge. Gutsy call from head coach Joe Dorman. First pitch, that one is up to Gerdes for ball one. I tell you what, something like that can really rattle a pitcher. Now the pitcher has to reel it back in and hope to keep this tally at just one run given up in the inning. That one just outside and low. That means it's 2-0. And the first time this afternoon, Fisher is behind in the count by 2 pitches. Two up pitches inside, makes it ball 3. Gerdes is going to be taking all the way. Chance for Fisher to get back in the strike zone here. That's going to be ball 4, though, as it's inside. That's the third walk of the inning for Zach Fisher. That's the only way that the Indians have gotten base runners. Coach Kufall is going to go ahead and come to the mound and do a little visit here. With the top of the order back up, it's Derek Randles who struck out his first time at the plate. The whole infield is going to come in and check this out. Reminder that we'll be covering the Buffaloes all the way through the state tournaments. And should they win, they will play tomorrow against St. Mary's Colgan at 11 a.m. It'll be Justin Fluke taking over on the call. I'll be heading down to Wichita to cover the state track meet, which we'll have coverage of. We've got some Buffaloes running in that as well, so be sure to stay tuned on Kansasland Radio for state track and field meets, both tomorrow and on Saturday as well. Cessna Stadium getting some renovations done in the near future. Hopefully getting that facility upgraded a little bit, not hosting any football games, so university and the population, the city, not quite as eager to make renovations on it. The first pitch in there, strike 1 to Randall. It's a really good facility, it's a little bit out of date. It's probably a facility that hasn't got any major renovations for at least a couple decades. That one is swinging a miss ahead of that breaking ball, make it 0-2. So a big pitch coming up right here, 0-2, 2 gone. Would love to keep it at 1-0. Runners on first and second. Back to the stretch. Fisher comes home. Breaking ball. Shot fair to Fisher, the first baseman, and he will flip it over to his brother. Pep on first in time for the final out. One run is in, and it is 1-0 Indians. We'll go to the bottom half of the second. Coming up next here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get Napa parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes.
From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
Kansaland Radio.
Go to the bottom of the second. Medicine Lodge getting a run in the top half of the second. It was on a double steal. It was Kevion Rees at third and Lane Krenner at first. They both went. Fisher went back to second base. He threw it into the outfield, and that brought home the run. Middle portion of the hitting order coming up for the Buffaloes is the 4-5-6 with Kelzer leading things off. Dorsey on deck, and Race Fisher is in the hole. Kelzer in the postseason batting 2-for-8. 4 RBI in the regional tournament with a double, 3 runs, and a stolen base. In the bottom of the first, Coy Skripsik, the starting pitcher for Medicine Lodge, with 3 up, 3 down, 2 strikeouts, and an unassisted grounder to the first baseman. First pitch in there, strike 1. It was a nearly immaculate inning from Skripsik as he's off to a good start, making it 0-2. Another pitch taken. That one was a little bit low and away. Really locating that heater well. And the dirt. It's a swing and a miss, though. Throw to first is going to be... He was off the base, so he's going to be safe. So it'll be a strikeout. But the throw from Cunningham is wide off the mark. Cunningham had to go to his left as the ball bounced, ricocheted off of his glove. So it was a long throw across the diamond, going into the fair territory side of first base, and it went wide. So that will bring up Jeremiah Dorsey as the Buffaloes have their first base runner of the day. First pitch, that's low for ball 1 to the senior third baseman. Dorsey 3-for-7 in the regional tournament. He had 5 RBI and had that grand slam in the first inning in the semifinal win over Jackson Heights. Also had a double, 4 runs and 2 steals. Big lead over first. That one is up in the zone for a ball throw back down to first, almost in time. It was a little low. That's the first time that Skripsik has been behind in the count by 2 balls. And it's the first time he has pitched 2 balls to a singular batter. Senior third baseman stands back in, but throws back over to first to Randles, and the throw not in time. Coach Kufall giving his signals over at first. See if they might be aggressive here. They averaged 4.3 steals in the regional tournament. I'll hold them there as that one's in there for a strike outside portion of the strike zone. And it's now 2-1. None retired. Kelzer was struck out. He swung at a ball in the dirt, but the ball got away from Cunningham, the catcher, and he was able to get first base. 2-1 pitch. That one foul tips. And get a piece of Cunningham or the umpire. Either way, they might take their time here getting this ball back to the mound. No, they won't. They'll just throw it on up. I think it might have hit Ben Cunningham. If it was the umpire, Cunningham probably would have taken his time. Looked like it was the right forearm of the catcher, Cunningham. Count is now 2-2 after falling behind 2-0. Here's the pitch. And that's a breaking ball just missing a little bit low. And the count is now full. First full count from Skripsik. The first time he has had 3 balls in a count to any Onega batter. Kelzer takes his lead. The sophomore second baseman over there first. Pitch to Dorsey. Outside, ball 4. First time multiple base runners for the Buffaloes. And just like the top half of the second inning, starts out as strikeout walk, but Medicine Lodge wasn't able to get a base runner for their strikeout. That brings up the sixth batter in the hitting order, number 34, Race Fisher, the junior first baseman. Had that big day in their quarterfinal victory against Blue Valley Randolph. He was 3-for-3, had 2 home runs and 4 RBI in that win. 15-0 in just 3 innings. They're going to get a bunt down, foul tip back to the screen for strike 1. 14 runs in that second inning for the Buffaloes in that onslaught. Grace Fisher looking over to Coach Kufall over at third. McKells are at second. Dorsey is at first. Nobody out. Here in the bottom of the second, chance for Onega to get that run back. Here's the ball. Lazy fly ball to right field. And that will be caught by the second baseman, Krenner, for out number one. So that will bring up Colby Fordham, the senior right fielder. Seventh in the hitting order. Big timeout right there for Skripsik. Now the double play ball is on for the Indians. From the stretch, first pitch. Outside, ball one. Skripsik's fastball has maybe a couple miles an hour up on Fisher's fastball. Both are very effective, though. 1-0 pitch, fouled, out of play, first base side. Buffaloes went opposite field every single time they made contact here today. Have not hit the left of second base. One pitch to Fordham coming up. The senior swings and misses. Takes it 1-2. Fordham looks down at third. Skripsik turning into a rhythm, but Fordham not allowing him to. 1-2. That one hit again opposite way. Jammed him a little bit, but that puts a lazy ground ball in play, and he is safe at first. That's an infield single for Colby Fordham. Into the wheelhouse. It was a ground ball to Randall as the first baseman. It was kind of just a little looper, and it was off of one hop. And since it was so high in the air and had to wait for the hop, waiting for the ball to come back to his glove, Skripsik was unable to make the tag at first base in time. So the bases are loaded with one out for Hunter Lamont, the junior center fielder. Big moment in the ball game right here. Lamond was 1-for-6 in the regional tournament with 2 RBI and 3 runs. Skripsik circling the mound, trying to get his focus back here. And the senior's going to go back to the windup here. First pitch. And there's strike one. And from the scouting report of him, he's much more comfortable in the windup. I talked about before the game, got to get to him early. Swing to miss on a fastball that was up at eyeball level. You know, that swing wasn't even close. He swung that about chest level, about 4 or 5 inches underneath the baseball. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, laid on another fastball. Got him. Strikeout number 4, a big one there. And that'll bring up Dylan Magnet, the sophomore designated hitter. He struggled in a regional tournament and hasn't had a great season this year at the plate, but hope to change his fortunes right here. Number 9 batter. Bases loaded, 2 gone, bottom of the second. And the sophomore, Dylan Magnet. Chance to change the ball game right here. First pitch taken, 4th strike on the outside portion of the strike zone. On deck is Jackson Colterman, the top of the order. Should he get on base? Here's the 0-1, back to the windup. That one's in there, strike 2. I say to go right back to that fastball. Windup and the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3, got him. 5 strikeouts for Coy Skripsik. They leave 3 on the bases. We go to the top half of the third. 1-0 Medicine Lodge over Onega here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1 staff to 4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Convenience and a return on your investment is important. At Helena, we understand that, which is why we created FastStand, a clean, convenient seed treatment without all the dust of talc or graphite. FastStand improves seed flowability, resulting in more efficient planting and more uniform stand. Combine that with our exclusive high-performing SAR technology, which improves seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health, leading to greater yield potential. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with FastStand. For more information, contact your local Helena representative today.
KMZA.
Go to the third Medicine Lodge leading Onega here in Great Bend, quarterfinal state tournament, class 2 and 1A. Leading things off will be the man who led off the ball game. Actually, he's number 2 in the hitting order, Boy Skripsik. First pitch in there, strike 1. Skripsik did a fantastic job of getting out of a base-loaded one-out jam in the last half inning. One pitch in the dirt. Skripsik had a single his first time up, has the lone hit in the ball game. That was in the, again, the top half of the first. Wind up from Fisher in the dirt. Skips up. It was off home plate. Takes a weird bounce. Get a call from the PA announcer that that was pitch number 45 for Fisher. Wind up in the 2-1. Hit the air. Shallow left field, Coulterman backing up, makes the catch, falling over to do it. That'll be out number 1. Wind blowing it to his left, tough play to make. Going to have to come across his body to make that one. And that will bring up Carter Cunningham, the junior catcher, struck out his first time up. Talking about Skripsik at the mound so far. Out of the 6 outs, 5 of those have been via the K. First pitch to Cunningham, that one in there, strike 1. Fisher has 3 himself. Onega led off the bottom half of the second with a strikeout, but Kelzer was able to get to first base on while getting away from Carter Cunningham. That one's in the dirt, evens up the count 1-1. That's not to be pitched outside corner of the plate. That misses barely. Simpkins held it there for a little bit, trying to get the call, does not get it. 2-1 to Cunningham. In the dirt. Again. Ball 3. Fisher trying to channel that first inning success that he had. Had a couple strikeouts, a ground out. Did give up the single, but left him stranded. That ball is hit in the air, right field. Playable for Fordham, and he will make the catch. And that is out number 2. Going to go 3 up, 3 down. They can do so if he retires Jack Schreiner, the freshman shortstop, and he grounded out his first time up. And a nice play over a third by Dorsey to hit the long throw out as well. Beat him by a half step. First pitch, breaking ball in there, strike 1. Lower portion of the strike zone, deciding to go with an off-speed pitch to start out. That one's in the dirt, fastball, foot and a half in front of home plate, evens up the count. Top of the order coming up for the Buffaloes in the bottom half of the third inning. That ball is ripped right to Goldsman, though. He will throw it on first, and a little bit low, but caught by Fisher. 1-2-3, down go the Indians in the top half of the third. It's still 1-0 Indians leading the Onega Buffaloes. Coming up next, it's the Buffaloes at the plate here at 92.1 FM, KMZA.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply. in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
KMZA.
Onega trailing Medicine Lodge 1-0. We go to the bottom of the third. It's the top of the order coming up for the Buffaloes. Coulterman, Zach Fisher, and Simpkins. They went down 1-2-3 in the top half, the bottom half of the first inning. And Coulterman was retired via the strikeout. So on the season as a whole, Coulterman batting 412. 28 hits out of 68 tries. First pitch, that one's straight back. Foul tipped for strike one. 20 RBI, that is the fourth most on the team. Three doubles, as mentioned, tied for the most home runs with five. Wind up from Scripstick, and that hits him in the back. Square in between the shoulder blades, and he'll be awarded first base. So Zach Fisher up trying to help his own cause. 483 is his batting average. Was above 500 before the regional tournament. Chance to get it back up above that with a good state tournament as well. Back over to first not in time. About 29 hits out of 60 tries for Fisher. 40 runs, 7 doubles, 3 home runs. Also 21 runs batted in. That is the third most on the team. Or excuse me, fourth most, beg your pardon. Coulterman actually has the fifth most. I was off there. Had an encounter that Dorsey has 22. His first pitch misses low for ball one. Fisher looks over to his head coach, Adam Kufall, over at third base. Good size lead at first by Coulterman. That ball is hit to the shortstop. Don't play ball possibly to get the runner out at second, but that's all they're going to get as Fisher is in there on a fielder's choice. So 6-4 to retire Coulterman. That brings up Colby Simpkins, who grounded out to first his first time up. How about a 597 batting average for Colby Simpkins this year? How about that? Out of 67 at-bats, 40 hits, 42 RBI. That's 16 more than Kelzer, who's in second, who has the second most. Also has the most doubles with 8. Has a lone triple on the season and has 4 home runs. We're back over to first. That is not in time. That was close, though. Very close. Fisher diving back to the bag at first. Excuse me. One out here in the bottom of the third. Looking to bunt. Look over to first, stepping off, no throw. And Scripsick didn't even look at home plate when Simpkins squared up to bunt. Now the senior will try to do it again. From the stretch. Now he'll go back to trying to hit as the pitch is inside. Throw down to second as Simpkins and Brother Fisher takes off. Not in time. First steal of the day for the Buffaloes. Now a base hit foot in the right spot will bring home Onega's first run of the day and tie this ball game back up. Those just joining us, Onega left the bases loaded in the bottom half of the second inning. Trying to make that up right here. So just one out, runner on second. Simpkins awaits the 1-0 pitch. Now on slice foul, that'll even up the count. Just missed that one. He really wanted that pitch, liked the location of it. Right over the heart of the plate. Evens up the count. Fisher, another big lead over there at second. Schreiner drifting over to try to hold him on as that one's in there. Low and away, but in for a strike. Makes it 1-2. Would be a big strikeout right here. Scripsick already has 5 Ks on the afternoon. The pitch. In the dirt. Good scoop by Cunningham. Evens up the count 2-2. Simpkins trying to get around and put one in play. Sliced a couple foul and put one in play. His first time up, but grounded it opposite field to the first baseman. Now on low and away, fastball makes it 3-2, and the bench, Medicine Lodge, is not happy. Coach Dorman, the head coach, has a few words to say over there on the Indian sideline. Script set comes set. Here's a pitch. And that one again, slice foul, first base side. Getting a good barrel on it, but just a little bit behind it. 3-2 pitch coming up. One gone, runner on second. Bottom of three. Medicine Lodge leads Onega 1-0. The pitch. Outside, ball four. Didn't miss by much. Good eye from Simpkins, and the senior catcher is awarded first base. That brings up L.J. Kelzer, the cleanup hitter, hoping to live up to his name here. Struck out his first time up, but got to first base on the weird bounce off of the glove of Cunningham. But he was stranded at third base. He led off to the second inning. So the sophomore second baseman stands in. Runners on first and second now with one out. First pitch. Now this is low, ball one. Another big moment in this ball game. Multiple base runners for the Buffaloes. Onega dugout making some noise here. In the air, possibly fair, and it will drop for a base hit. Over the first baseman's head, and nobody was there. A lazy fly ball in right field that'll load up the bases. Not quite hit deep enough to get Fisher home, as he did kind of have to wait for that ball to drop. But the bases are once again loaded with one out, just like last inning. Can they take advantage here? That is the first hit of the game for the Buffaloes. That will bring up Jeremiah Dorsey, the senior third baseman, walked up his first time. And now we have a mound visit here. Skripsik trying to reel it back in. So Colterman was hit by a pitch to start the inning. And then Zach Fisher grounded into a fielder's choice. That retired Colterman at second base. Simpkins came up and he walked, which put Fisher over at second. And then a blooping single to right field by L.J. Kelzer. The first hit of the ball game for the Buffaloes. And that is where we stand. Bases loaded, one out. Bottom of three. 1-0 Medicine Lodge. Jeremiah Dorsey batting 361 on the season. 22 RBI. That is the third most on the team. First pitch to him. Hit in the air, left field. This will at least bring home a run on Zach Fly if it is caught. And we are tied. Well done by Jeremiah Dorsey. He gets Fisher home on a sack fly. We are tied 1-1. And Simpkins able to get over to third base as well, and Kelzer stays at first. That brings up Race Fisher, the first baseman. The junior popped out in the infield his first time up. First pitch runners on the corners. Nice scoop by Cunningham. That one bounced about a foot and a half in front of home plate. Has some spin on it and kick to his right. He's able to get his full mitt on it. Gripstick two gone. He's trying to get out of this inning with a tie instead of giving up the lead. This one's hit in the air to left field this time. Backing up is Ruiz. That is over his head and off the wall. One run scores. Rounding third, the wave is on for Kelzer. Here's a relay to the plate, and it's not in time. And Onega gets a 2-RBI double from Race Fisher. And the Buffaloes are up 3-1. Fantastic piece of hitting for Race Fisher. The first baseman pulls through. So that'll bring up Colby Fordham, the senior right fielder. As mentioned, coming into this game, Skripsik had only allowed one earned run all season long. He gives up three here to the Buffaloes in the bottom half of the third. Tells that straight back to the screen for strike one. Tells you how special this Onega team is. Fisher now the lone base runner. Over there at second with two outs. Scripstick comes set. Hit in the air to center field. This is playable for Gertis. Doesn't have to move much, and he will make the catch. So the damage has been done. Onega takes the lead. They're now up 3-1 thanks to a sack fly from Jeremiah Dorsey and a two-run double from Race Fisher. We'll go to the fourth inning here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Royce Becker on why he chooses Community National Bank.
It's been our bank for as long as I can remember. Anytime we need something or if we have an issue or something needs to be taken care of, they're always willing to get right on it. They're always willing to do whatever they need to help the business grow. We just started my son was old enough, a trucking business, and they were on board with helping us get started and doing whatever they needed to help us get that rolling.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Kansaland Radio.
A three-run bottom of the third puts Onega up 3-1 over the Medicine Lodge Indians. Jared Slubby back with you here from Great Bend. Class 2-1A State Baseball Tournament quarterfinal. Winner will take on the 8-seed St. Mary's Colgan in the semifinal. As we take a look at the weather once again, looks like that chance of rain are really dissipating here. They've now extended to possible rain at 4:30. Again, this was looking at the forecast this morning. Looks like it might have started raining at around 11:15, and that chance kept going lower and lower. They kept moving further east and further east, and has avoided us completely here in Great Bend. As the first pitch in their strike one to Jace Cox, the junior who struck out looking his first time up. Now on slice foul, making it 0-2. It was a 2-RBI double from Race Fisher that gave the Buffaloes the lead, but also giving credit as well to the man who got the first run of the ball game, Jeremiah Dorsey, sack fly to center field. This one into the second baseman, scoops, throw to first in time. That's played by Kelzer. Route number one. Popped out of Kelzer's glove on the initial attempt, but he's able to stay with it. That brings up Kevion Ruiz. He reached via a walk his first time up and stole home. On a pickoff move to second base. First pitch in there. No, just missing first strike. Two for ball one, beg your pardon. It was pretty good to me. It was a little bit inside, but not getting the call. Here's the 1-0. That one is up and in for sure, making it 2-0. Top half of the third, Fisher went 1-2-3. All were balls put in play, but defended perfectly. That one's in there for strike one. Now five consecutive putouts for the right-handed senior in the dirt. That makes it 3-1. That was pitch number 62 for Fisher. Again, we'll keep an eye out on his pitch count because you only get 100 pitches.
Right here.
And since we're only in the fourth inning, we'll see what they do for relief pitching as that one is in there for strike two. Count is now full. Simpkins, definitely somebody that you would expect to see possibly today or for sure tomorrow if they win this game. That one in there. Strike three, you got him. For out number two, six consecutive outs. That is the fourth strikeout of the day for the Onega starter. That will bring up Lane Krenner, the freshman second baseman. Walked his first time up, was stranded at second. Krenner First pitch, that one's low for ball one. Wanted a fastball, trying to sneak that one in there. Went picking up just a little bit against blowing out to left field. That's in there for strike two. Admissions for the ballpark here at the Great Bend Sports Complex. 400 straightaway center field, 325 to the poles. That one is in the right field, opposite way for a single. Second hit of the ball game for the Indians. Also 375 to left and right center field. So a two-out single for Lane Krenner. That brings up Zane Keller, another freshman. The right fielder popped up in on the infield his first time up. First pitch to Keller. That's up high, and Simpkins taking the throw down to first after making that catch. That's ball one. Love to do what he did in the first inning. That's give up just a single and then nothing else. Is that one in the dirt? Four ball two makes it 2-0. Fisher back to the stretch. Race Fisher holding him on. That's in there for a strike. Just a changeup, taking some a little bit of the heat off of that one to get that one in there for strike one. Hey, 2-1 pitch is in the dirt for ball three. Going back to the fastball, just missing on that one. Hitter's count coming up for Keller. Trying to take advantage. That's in, no, it's a little bit low. That looked pretty good. But instead it's a 5-pitch walk and there's multiple base runners now for the Indians. First time Medicine Lodge is playing behind. And they're trying to get right back. Pat Gerdes at the plate, he walked his first time up as well as that one misses for ball one. Four walks on the day for Zach Fisher. He's given up two hits, four strikeouts, and one earned run. Bounce straight back to the screen. That evens up the count 1-1. Two gone. Runners on first and second, trying to get out of this inning. Wouldn't say a jam just yet. One one, and that is fouled back. And now make a 1-2. Now one pitch away from getting out of the fourth inning. Right-handed starter goes back to the stretch, lifts his leg, and comes to the plate. That is a little bit high, and a throw back down to first. They got him. Oh, the throw was behind, and Simpkins just missed his mark. If that was a little bit lower and a little bit in front of Fisher, he would have been able to easily get the tag, but it was behind him, so he was unable to make a good tag. And back into first base is Zane Keller. And they absolutely had him nailed down. He was about halfway to second base. Now it's fouled straight back. It'll stay 2-2. So we'll put a pin in that moment right there if Medicine Lodge does something here. 2-2 pitch. And another foul back. Nice AB here from Gerdes. Krenner at second base, he had a two-out single and a two-out walk from Keller. He's over at first. 2-2. Check swing, he went. Strike three, got him. Gets out of the mini, little mini jam. And Onega holds on to a 3-1 lead. They'll hope to add to it as we go to the bottom of the fourth here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
SBS Insurance is proud to announce we are celebrating 20 years of providing excellent service to our clients. We've helped protect families, homes, farms, and businesses from unforeseen events. Our team of experienced agents is committed to providing the best possible coverage and customer service to suit your individual needs. To celebrate this milestone, we will be providing lunch at each of our locations this summer. Please visit our Facebook page, SBS Insurance, for specific times and dates.
KMZA.
Hunter Labon leads things off for the Buffaloes as Onega leads Medicine Lodge 3-1, thanks to a three-run bottom half of the third inning. Scripsick back on the rubber for the Indians. Here's the first pitch from the windup. Swing and a miss behind that one a little bit from Hunter Labon. He struck out his first time up. Those just joining us. It was a steal at home to get Medicine Lodge their first run. That was fouled to the screen to make it 0-2. And then for Onega, it was a sack fly by Jeremiah Dorsey to center field to bring home the first run, and then a two RBI double from Race Fisher to give him runs number 2 and 3. 0-2 pitch over the head of Lamont. He ducks out of the way. A couple of the players back in the Onega dugout telling him to wear it. That was just a breaking ball. 1-2 pitch. That was a pie. He was up the count 2-2. Center fielder takes that one for ball 3 outside. Fantastic work by the junior to go from 0-2 up to 3-2. Here's a payoff pitch from Skripsik. Swing and a miss. Got him swinging. We're out number 1. That is strikeout number 6. He had 5 strikeouts in the first 2 innings. That brings up Dylan Magnet. He also struck out his first time up. Sophomore designated hitter digs in. First pitch. That one misses up and away, ball 1. Base is empty here, bottom of 4. 1 gone. That's in the first strike. Winner of this one takes on the 8th seed in the tournament, St. Mary's Colgan. They upset Little River, the 1 seed, 12-5 before this one started. Oh, misses up and away. St. Mary's knocked out Medicine Lodge the last time that they played in the state tournament in 2016. That was in the state championship. That was a 13-3 win for the Panthers. 2-1 pitch. That wasn't their first strike, too. Evens up the count. That was low and in, but in the zone. Magnet looks down at third. Coach Kufall gives him a couple signals here. Now looks back at the mound. Kripsik waiting for Magnet to get ready. Here's the pitch. And swings at a pitch above his head for strike 3. Back-to-back K's for the right-handed starter for Medicine Lodge, and that brings up the top half of the order, or the very top of the order, for the third time today. A strikeout and a hit-by-pitch. First 2 times up. First pitch, that one in there. Strike 1, a little low in the zone, but right at the knees, says the home plate umpire. Skripsit looking for his first 1-2-3 since the first inning. Bounce straight back. Now it's now 0-2. He's trying to strike out the side here. Yes. Sophomore shortstop. Awaiting the pitch, and here it comes. Waits for it, breaking ball. It's back to first base. And field cleanly, step on the bag by Randles, and in time. 1-2-3, down go the Buffaloes. Strikeout, ground out to the first baseman, just like the first inning. We'll go to the 5th. We played 4. It's 3-1 Onega here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Zach Fisher back on the mound. He has 22 pitches left to work with. He's got 78 in the books. As Onega leaves Medicine Lodge 3-1. State quarterfinals, Class 2-1A here in Great Bend. Leading off for Medicine Lodge will be the top of the order for the third time. It will be Randles, Skripsik, and Cunningham. Fisher has given up 4 walks, 2 hits, and 1 earned run with 5 strikeouts. Pretty effective day, the mound for the Onega starter, trying to get his 10th win of the season. Now on, bounces in for ball 1. His 9 wins is tied for the most out of all classifications in the state of Kansas. What a pitch. That one's pulled, and that's booted by Dorsey, the third baseman. That's going to be an E5. It was hit well, though, but it should go down in the official books as an E5. That is the second error of the game for Onega. The first one was committed by Fisher on a throw back to second base. That brings up Skripsik for the third time today. He's 1-for-2. There's pitch in there for strike 1 to the left-handed hitting, right-handed pitching. Senior starting pitcher for the Medicine Lodge Indians. First time today that the leadoff man has reached safely for Medicine Lodge. It's a breaking ball, low and away for ball 1. Evens up the count. Double play ball is on for the Buffaloes. Would love to get one right here. That one's low as well. Simpkins scoops that one up for ball 2. Pretty large lead over there first, not going, and that ball is hit well to right field, backing up, and that's going to be caught! Colby Fordham on his course, making the nice catch, and didn't get it off to a great start. He took a couple steps back, and finally turned to his right, reached up his glove, and snagged it for out number 1. So after the F9 by Skripsik, it's Carter Cunningham, who was 0-for-2 on the day. He also hit it out to right field on his second time up. He struck out his first time. There goes the runners. That one's low for a ball. Throw down by Simpkins, not in time. Third steal of the day by the Indians. That puts Derek Randles, the junior first baseman who led off the inning with a E5. That puts him in scoring position. Cunningham hits this to left field, and Vandenberg is not going to be able to get that one. It's over his head and off the wall. It makes it 3-2. That's going to be a standing RBI double for the junior catcher, Carter Cunningham. That brings up the cleanup hitter, Jack Schreiner. Buffalo's holding on to a 1-run lead. First pitch. That just misses maybe a little bit inside for ball 1. Cunningham, the lone base runner. That ball is blasted into center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. That wave is on. Here comes a relay to the plate, and it's not in time, and we are tied. throw down to second, and that is going to be in time for the out. The bases will be empty, but we are tied. RBI single from Jack Schreiner, the freshman shortstop. That brings up Jace Cox with two gone. First pitch, that's outside, ball one. Coming up for the Buffaloes will be the 2-3-4 hitters, Zach Fisher, Colby Simpkins, and LJ Kelzer. They'll try to get their lead right back because that one's in their first strike. First Fisher's got to get out of this inning. He's back to the windup. 1-1 pitch, that's shot up the middle. Player for Coulterman. And time for out number three. So we are now tied. Two runs come across, an RBI double from Cunningham, and an RBI single from Schreiner. 3-3. We go to the bottom half of the fifth. Coming up next here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We go to the bottom half of the fifth as Onega gives up their lead. It's now 3-3. Once again, it was an RBI double from Carter Cunningham, the junior catcher for the Indians, and then an RBI single by Jack Schreiner, the freshman shortstop. Zach Fisher hoping to help his own cause here. He leads things off. He is 0-2. He had a fielder's choice in the third inning, got him to first. He ended up scoring on the sack fly from Jeremiah Dorsey. In the first inning, he struck out. Gripsick back to work for Medicine Lodge, trying to get a bunt down. It's popped up behind home plate, and it drops. Trying to go to the first base side. Fisher's got some wheels. Now Simpkins has to come and retrieve the foul ball here. Long ways from the backstop to the home plate. Oh, and this is outside, evens up the count, 1-1. That hasn't really come into too much of an effect today. A couple, we've only had one wild pitch slash pass ball today. Trying to get a bunt down again. He went around, and that one was up and in. And happy with himself there, as that's going to be a strike. So he's going to rear back and swing this one away. The 1-2, this is up high, even up the count, 2-2. Was headhunting a little bit. He did that last pitch as well. This time Fisher lays off. Count is even. That one's outside, and the count is full. Good patience and discipline from the senior starting pitcher for the Onega Buffaloes. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him. Second time he's been retired today on the strikeout. One gone. So that'll bring up Colby Simpkins. He is 0-1. Reached on a walk in the third and came home to score on the RBI double from Race Fisher. 3-3 our score. Bottom of five. Base is empty, one gone. First pitch to Simpkins. That one's in there, strike one to the senior catcher. mentioned that Simpkins coming into today was 3 points away from a 600 batting average on the collective season. That ball rips into center field for a base hit. And that is a one-out single from Colby Simpkins. Kelzer to the plate for the third time today. He singled his last time up. He's one for two, but has reached base safely both times. A strikeout to lead off the second inning, but the ball got away from Cunningham, the catcher, and he got first base. First pitch, that one misses low. Ball one to Kelzer. Keep this inning going and regain their lead that they lost the last half inning. Two runs came home for the Indians. That ball hit up the middle. Through there again for another base hit. Same spot. Back-to-back singles. Runners on first and second. Trying to get a rally going, and that will bring up Jeremiah Dorsey, the senior third baseman who had that sack fly in the third. Also walked in the second inning and was stranded at second base. The Simpkins at second. Kelzer at first. Dorsey stands in. Simpkins back to the stretch. Respect swing and a miss behind that fastball that was up in the zone for strike one. That high fastball has been giving Onega batters some trouble today. But Skripsik has not been able to be quite as accurate with it as his pitch count gets up to 74. By the way, Fisher's pitch count is at 91. And that should be a balk, and it is. Both runners will advance. And they have two runners in scoring position. The base hit put in the right spot. And Dorsey could make this a 5-3 ball game. Only one gone here as well. Bottom of five. Skripsik, 0-1 pitch. In there, strike two. Boy, would he love to tire Dorsey on a strikeout right here and get that elusive second out. Here comes the pitch. Just outside. That's a tough pitch to take for Dorsey, but it's worth it with ball one. Grace Fisher on deck. Colby Fordham in the hole for the Buffaloes. The 1-2 pitch. A little bit low. He gives up the count. Stepping off, looking over at third. Simpkins getting over in no time. Trying to mess with his head a little bit, and he was a half swing, and he was behind on it. Swing and a miss, strike three. That was way outside in the zone. That would have been ball three, but either way, it'll be two gone for Race Fisher, runners in second and third. Fisher had the two RBI double in the third, has a chance to do something like that right here once again. First pitch. That is hit in the air. Left field. Coming in as the left fielder going out of the shortstop, and that's going to drop. And he has done it again. Here's the throw to the plate, and that is going to be not in time. And it's another two RBI double. That's going to second. It's not in time. And it is 5-3 Onega. That'll probably actually go down as a two RBI single. He got to second on a fielder's choice, but either way, Race Fisher comes through again, and he has four RBI on the day. And Skripsik getting another mound visit. His second one of the day. That's Colby Fordham. The senior right fielder will be coming up next. Fordham 1-for-2 on the day, had a single in the second inning. Just another reminder that we will be covering Onega all the way throughout the entirety of the tournament. They win today. They'll play against St. Mary's Colgan tomorrow at 11 a.m. Justin Fluke will take over the call for that one. So Ray Fisher now the lone base runner. He's at second, two gone, bottom of five. First pitch. That ball hit in the air in the infield, first base side, and that will be caught by Randles for the final out. But Onega reclaims their lead. They're back up by two thanks to a two RBI single from Ray Fisher. We go to the sixth. Coming up next here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Today is done for Zach Fisher. He had 91 pitches, so they're going to go ahead and pull him and bring in Colby Simpkins. Simpkins, an incredible season on the mound so far. 47 and two-thirds innings. Has given up 17 earned runs, 20 walks. How about 68 strikeouts? He has faced 206 batters, given up 35 hits. ERA for Simpkins is 2.5. Record of 7-2. His 12th appearance of the season. He has made 8 starts. He has completed 4 games. And how about one save as well for him? Trying to get a 2-inning save here this afternoon. Trying to finish up the tallies for Zach Fisher's afternoon. Meanwhile, leading off the top half of the sixth is Kevion Ruiz. First pitch in there, strike one. Good start. Ruiz is 0 for 1, struck out in the fourth inning and walked in the second, came home to score on a steal. Allen bounces in there, evens up the count. 1-1. So behind the plate now is Hunter Lamond. Allen misses 4 balls, 2. To the lineup, and timeout is called. So, unofficial line for Fisher, 5 innings, 4 hits allowed, 3 earned runs, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Pretty solid day against the team, batting .393 as a collective unit. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, team is up the count. Zach Fisher has now moved to third base. And let's see here. I believe Kelzer is now in center. Allen's away. Makes the count full. Reach a pitch. Fouls right back. We'll do it again. Yep, so Kelzer is in center. Dorsey moves to second base. So a lot of changes. 3-2, swing and a miss. Behind on that fastball, struck him out. Out number one. Strikeout number 69 on the year. Having a really nice season this year. Hoping to continue that as they'll take on Lane Krenner, the freshman second baseman. He is 1 for 1, a single in the fourth, and a walk in the second. First pitch in there, strike one. So again, the defense, Lamond is now behind the plate. Zach Fisher at third, Kelzer in center, and Dorsey is at second. Simpkins now on the mound. Those are the changes. They had more changes than people staying in the same spot as that one up high for ball one. Vandenberg still in left, Fordham still in right, Colterman still in short, and Ray Fisher still at first. 1-1 count, one gone, bases empty, top of six. 5-3 Onega. That one's fouled straight back. Should Onega win this ball game, they'll take on St. Mary's Colgan tomorrow, 11 a.m. The eighth seed in the tournament. He defeated Little River, the one seed, 12-5. Breaking ball. That one just misses. Maybe a little bit in, but that was a good pitch. Game is now even, 2-2. Trying to retire Krenner for the first time today. That one's low for ball three. I think Lamont told him to kind of keep it down here. He do it again. That one's foul for back. Another foul tip from the freshman. Begins from the windup. Payoff pitch. Up and away. Ball four. Second walk of the day. And that will bring up Zane Keller. He is 0 for 1. Popped out in the infield in the second and walked in the fourth. First pitch, that's inside. Ball one, trying to chase him off the plate. I think that Keller's not happy about that, but or that, or he's not happy that coaches are telling him to wear it. That one's up and in. Ball two. And Simpkins is going to the stretch. There's a strike, low and in the zone. Just sniffing that corner. Decent sized lead at first by Krenner. He did steal in the second inning as that one misses for ball three. Simpkins working rather quickly here. In there, strike two. Nicely done. Fastball inside corner. Second straight batter. Count is now full. Goes right back to it. Foul straight back. Indians batter staying alive. Again, 5-3. Buffalo lead. Two runs in the fifth inning. Give them their lead back. He's on the swing and a miss. High fastball got him. That's out number two. A 2 RBI double in the third inning for Race Fisher and a 2 RBI single in the fifth inning for Race Fisher. He has been the difference maker. Now at the plate is Kai Gertis, the junior center fielder. 0 for 1, a strikeout and a walk as that first pitch misses. That one's in there for a strike. Gertis' hands are up at eye level, almost touching his helmet, almost Ichiro-esque, because that one is hit to Fisher, Race Fisher that is, and he will step on the bag for the final out. One walk, and he was stranded. No runs allowed. It's still 5-3 Onega. We go to the bottom half of the sixth, looking for some insurance runs here at 92.1 FM, KMZA.
The 27th Annual Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation Charity Golf Classic is Friday, June 16th at Spring Creek Golf Course in Seneca. Individual and team registrations are welcome, and many sponsorship opportunities are available as well. We are also doing the golf ball drop. 600 golf balls will be sold. For $5, you can purchase a golf ball with a chance to win 50% of the total golf ball sales. Please contact Courtney Schmelsley at 785-336-0426 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Go to the bottom of the sixth. Skripsik still on the rubber. He has 80 pitches so far. because you got a few to work with, 100 being the limit. Hunter Lamont will lead things off. He's over two, a pair of K's, hoping to change his fortunes here. Waving his orange bat over his head. First pitch from Skripsik on the way, hit in the air. Playable, possibly for Cunningham, the catcher, in foul territory, now in fair territory. Now should be caught by Skripsik. Now be out number one. Still Magnet, same thing that Lamont has done today, over two, couple of Ks. And they're actually going to go to Vinneberg here. Vinneberg will pinch hit. First pitch to him in there, strike one. Looking at his numbers. This is only his second at bats, according to the stats that have been sent to me. That one's in there for a strike. So quickly behind 0-2 in the count. Freshman stands right back in, the left-hander. Left-handed left fielder. Swing and a miss, strike three, got it. So quick, two up, two down, only four pitches. That'll bring up Jackson Colterman for the fourth time today. He's over two, a hit by pitch, a strikeout, and a ground out. Buffaloes lead 5-3. Hoping for some insurance runs. First pitch. High in the air and on the infield once again, this time left side of the infield. That will be caught by the shortstop Schreiner for out number three. So only five pitches in the inning. And Onega just three outs away from advancing the state semifinal. Stick with us here at 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Are you still using talc or graphite in your planner? Maybe it's time for a change with Fastan from Helena. Fastan is a novel hopper box treatment combining SAR technology with a low-rate fluency agent, resulting in better seed flow for more uniform stands while also improving seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fastan today. Contact your local Helena representative for more information.
KMZA.
5-3. Onega leads Medicine Lodge. We go to the top of the seventh. Just three outs away and a new pitcher on for the Buffaloes. It'll be Hunter Lamont. As Simpkins is back behind the plate, it'll be a straight up switch between those two. Three outs away from advancing to the state semifinals. Looking at Lamont's numbers, he has a 1.35 ERA with a 1-0 record, making his seventh appearance of the season. In 10 and a third innings, has given up just five hits, only two earned runs, has given up 15 walks, but has 24 strikeouts, and has faced against 51 batters this season. All right, let's see if they can pull it off here. Thought there was a possibility of having Simpkins give a two-out save, but instead they might be saving him for tomorrow as he's likely to get the start if Onega wins. So leading things off will be the top of the order, Derek Randles. First pitch is there, strike one. Randles is 0-3, a strikeout, a ground out, and reached on an error in the fifth inning. He stole second and came home to score on the RBI double from Carter Cunningham. Now it misses up, evens up the count 1-1. So for Simpkins, he goes one inning, gives up two hits. I beg your pardon, I had my innings mixed up there. And that one's in there for strike two. Gave up just one walk, no hits, two strikeouts, and no runs. Wind up, and the 1-2. Breaking ball, little blooper right back to the mound. Lamont, bunch of backspin, and he gets under it and makes a catch. Route number one. Just two outs away from playing two more games tomorrow. That'll bring up the man who started off the offense for the Indians. He had a one-out single in the first inning. So he's 1-for-3 on the day. That one skips in there for ball one. Came into today's contest batting 519 with 28 hits on 54 at-bats. Now on gets away from Simpkins, and this is low and in for ball two. Carter Cunningham is on deck, had that massive RBI double in the fifth inning. That got the Indians within a run at the time. That one, check swing off the middle of the bat, and it hit Simpkins in a bad spot. He might have gotten him on the, maybe his right thigh. And the home plate umpire is going to give him some extra few minutes here. Yet another reminder that if Onega holds on to this lead and they win the ball game, they will play tomorrow at 11 a.m. Then, of course, they win that, they go to the championship game. They lose that, they go to the third-place game. So they will play two games tomorrow, no matter what. So Simpkins is ready to go. Well, he's going to give it another try here. Count is 1-2. Or 2-1, excuse me. Now we're good to go. Picks up on the scoreboard. Lehmann winds up and goes to work. That one misses up. Ball three.
I challenge him right here.
Sees the pitch he wants. Right back to it. And there, fastball right down the heart of the plate for strike two. The count is full. Love to come back from down 3-1. See if he can do it. Payoff pitch. Hit in the air. Slicing, third base side, and that will be dropped by Vandenberg, the freshman. Rounding first, heading for second, and he's going to be in there. That's going to be an E7. That was a catchable ball, unfortunately. And that will bring up Carter Cunningham, the junior, 1-for-3 on the day. And they're going to go ahead and have a pinch runner come on. That is Alexander Knittler. Junior primary plays outfield. Now Lehmann has to refocus here. Get two more outs. Top of the seventh. 5-3 Onega. Two more outs is all that's separating Onega from a chance of playing tomorrow. That one misses up. Ball one. Didn't miss that one by much. One oh pitch. That one a little bit inside is the call. Simpkins liked it. He framed it. And the home plate umpire did not bite. It's now 2-0. A couple good pitches from the closer. Now misses up again. Ball three. 3-0 now the count. Lehmann comes set. Here's a 3-0. And that's a four-pitch walk. And Coach Kufall, is he going to take time and go for a quick mound visit? We'll see. No, he's going to go and sit back down. That might be a time to go and possibly check on him. Help him refocus here. That'll bring up Jack Schreiner, had the tying RBI single in the fifth inning. He's 1-for-3 on the day. He stands in, throws on first and second, they're back to second. And the risky play by the junior reliever. Dorsey, the second baseman, kind of drifting towards the bag a little bit, but not fully surrounding it. Pitch, that one misses, ball one, and Simpkins again, liked the location, framed it, home plate umpire, not biting. That is five straight balls from Lehmann. That one's in there for a strike, that one was on the outer upper portion of the strike zone. That evens up the count. Double play ball is in effect here. That one's up high. Ball two. Up at shoulder height that time. Some of these pitches that Lamont is missing up have just been an inch or two up above the letters. Not missing them by much. 2-1 pitch. That one misses as well. Same spot. Missing that one a little bit. Shoulder height inside. 3-1. Seems to hold on to the baseball for a half second longer. I'll be right in there. Another 3-ball pitch coming up. 3-1. One gone, top of 7. Here's a pitch. And that is a 5-pitch walk. That one, again, just barely missing up. And Lamont shrugs at the bench like, what do I got to do? And now Coach Kufall is going to come over as the tying run is now at second base. And the go-ahead runner is now at first. Bases are loaded with one gone. And again, they can get a double play ball. Now the Buffaloes are sweating it out a little bit. Mentioned this is a Onega pitching rotation that goes four deep for the most part. It's Fisher, then Simpkins, and Lamon. Colterman, another guy they like to use. He has pitched 12 2/3 this season, and has an ERA of just 1.66. This collective unit as a whole this season has an ERA of just 1.87. They'll keep Lamon on the rubber with the bases loaded, one out. That brings up Jace Cox, 0-for-3 on the day, strikeout to ground outs. Cox on the season, batting .368, still very good. First pitch in there, strike one. Sound visit helps from Coach Kufall, had a feeling it would. Humidity pretty high, temperatures are fairly moderate. Is that one foul tipped, and again, getting Simpkins in a bad spot. I think that one got him in his left arm, his glove arm. And we are all very thankful that the weather has held off here this afternoon. Did not look like that was going to be the case, as the chances of rain have now completely dissipated, it looks like. At least according to the data that I'm receiving. Count is 0-2, one out here in the top of the seventh. Again, giving Simpkins a little bit more time here. Bases are loaded. Skripsik reached on an error in left field. Cunningham reached on a walk, and Schreiner did the same. Double play would end the ball game. Jace Cox stands back in. First pitch. Not first pitch, beg your pardon, as that one's fouled out of play on the 0-2 pitch. That was the first pitch since the timeout was called. That breeze you're hearing is blowing to left field. Crosswind. That one is hit to right field, and that's a base hit. One run will score, rounding third. The tying run is going to come home. No, they're going to hold it. They're going to hold the runner. The throw down to third is going to get away. It gets into left field, then it's going to tie the ball game on a bad throw by Kobe Simpkins. I don't know why in the world the ball was thrown down to third base. He was not really that far off the bag. A boneheaded mistake, unfortunately, is what cost the Buffaloes the lead, and we are tied 5-5. So Cunningham is the base runner that scored on the error. Skripsik scored on the RBI. Schreiner's on to second as the first pitch misses for ball one. But Schreiner's at third, and Cox is at second. And Ruiz is at the plate. Allen misses up and in. Ball two. He is 0-for-2, two strikeouts and a walk with a run. Lined up, and the 2-0 pitch. Now this is outside. And a sack fly gives Medicine Lodge the lead. Waymon's going to go ahead and recircle the mound. And now step back on. Go back to the windup. Again, runners on second and third. One out, top of the seventh. We are now tied 5-5. Two runs have come home for the Indians. Now timeout is called by Coach Kufall. And they're going to go ahead and intentionally walk Ruiz. Going to get the forced out double play, and they're going to go ahead and switch pitchers as well. We'll go ahead and step aside for 60 seconds. 5-5 our score here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
KMZA.
LJ Kelzer has moved to second base now. Down in there for strike two. And Lamond is back in center field. One, two, pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Big strike out there. Two gone with runners on all of the bases. Zane Keller comes to the plate. He is over 2 with a walk, a strikeout, and a pop-out. Number 8 in the hitting order. First pitch. And there's strike 1. So Onega will have expended all of their pitchers here this afternoon that they normally go to. Their 4 main pitchers this season. That one, nice scoop by Simpkins. No throw down to third. Those just joining us, Medicine Lodge trailed 5-3 going into the top half of the seventh, but two runs have been surrendered thanks to an RBI single by Jace Cox and a throwing error from Colby Simpkins. Here's 1-1 pitch. Allen just missing for ball 2. It was a little bit low and a little bit in, according to the home plate umpire. Probably more in than low. Looked like it was right at the knees. That one's under. Nice scoop by Simpkins. He'll keep that in front of him. Runners will stay. It's a 3-1, though. And now Coach Kufall telling Dorsey to not hold on the runner at third. Hitter's count coming up. Here's 3-1. That one's in there for a strike. It's a 3-2. He you didn't know any better from the Omega reaction, you would thought that was a strikeout. They are elated here, trying to escape out of this inning, holding on to a 5-5 tie. 3-2 pitch. Shots. Middle of the infield. Playable. Fisher. Throw to first to his brother. In time. Got him. And we stay tied and a chance for Onega to win it in the bottom of the seventh. Can they do it? Let's find out. We'll go there next on 92.1 FM KMZA.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Royce Becker on why he chooses Community National Bank.
It's been our bank for as long as I can remember. Anytime we need something or if we have an issue or something needs to be taken care of, they're always willing to get right on it. They're always willing to do whatever they need to help the business grow. We just started my son was old enough, a trucking business, and they were on board with helping us get started and doing whatever they needed to help us get that rolling.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
KMZA.
Buffaloes give up their lead. We are tied 5-5 going to the bottom of the seventh. Chance to win it here. And Skripsik is still pitching for the Indians. He has 85 pitches, so he has 15 left to play with, which is plenty if he can quickly make work of the Buffaloes. But Omega will come up to the plate with their 2-3-4 hitters, Zach Fisher, Colby Simpkins, and LJ Kelzer, a very brutal part of the lineup for the right-handed starter for Medicine Lodge to face. Fisher, however, is 0-3 on the day. First pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. Would love to break out of this slump right here. He is 1-10 in postseason play. Has a chance to change that and make that all that irrelevant right here. He reached on in the third inning on a fielder's choice. He stole second and came home to score on the sac fly from Jeremiah Dorsey. Wind up and the 0-1. Up high. Pitch 87 is ball one, evens up the count. I would imagine that Onega is going to be fairly patient here. As mentioned, the team ERA is 3.73. Skripsik coming into today was just .43. But their depth, not the best. That one misses up and in. The only reason why Medicine Lodge is here is because of their incredible hitting. They bat 3.93 as a squad, and we'll see if things come down to this team's pitching. It'll be very interesting. Mentioned that Coach Kufall before the game was loved if this is going to be a hit, or excuse me, a pitcher's duel. That was still not a miss. This count 2-2, which it kind of has been in between. Only 5 hits from the Buffaloes and only 4 from, make that 5 from the Indians as well. So not a ton of hits. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Skripsik. Swing on and miss. Strike 3 for out number 1. And that is pitch number 90 for the right-hand starter. That brings up Colby Simpkins. Had a hit in the fifth. Came home to score. Here's the windup and the pitch. That one misses for ball 1. Very crucial that Onega be able to get out of there holding on to a tie as that ball is blasted to center field, but playable for the center fielder. He will make the catch on the line. Hit well, but right to Gurdes. Nice catch for out number 2. 2 gone now for LJ Kelzer. Only 7 pitches this inning from Skripsik. Going back to that last thought, sometimes it's tough to give up a run or two to let things kind of snowball and get out of control, which definitely could have happened. They could have given up that lead, but they held on to it. Coltman came in and shut down that final 2 batters, strike out on the ground. That was his first pitch to Kelzer in there, strike 1 on a fastball. Kelzer is 2-3 on the day, the only multi player with multiple. Actually, no, him and Fisher both have a couple of hits. That one misses four, ball one, evens up the count. Fisher is 2-for-3 with 4 RBI, and he is in the hole right now. That one fell straight back. That makes it 1-2, 1 pitch away from getting out of the inning. That is pitch number 95, so only has 5 pitches left. Fighting to play at 11 a.m. tomorrow versus St. Mary's Colgan. Skripsik in the windup. Base is empty. 2 gone. Bottom of 7. 1-2 pitch. Up high. Swing and a miss. That would have been a ball. And they go down 1-2-3. Only 11 pitches. He was given 15. Doesn't need that. We got extra baseball here in Great Bend. We go to the top of the 8th. Coming up next here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
SBS Insurance is proud to announce we are celebrating 20 years of providing excellent service to our clients. We've helped protect families, homes, farms, and businesses from unforeseen events. Our team of experienced agents is committed to providing the best possible coverage and customer service to suit your individual needs. To celebrate this milestone, we will be providing lunch at each of our locations this summer. Please visit our Facebook page, SBS Insurance, for specific times and dates.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We go to extras. 5-3, Onega had the lead, and then 2 runs in the top half of the 7th tied this game up, and then down went 1-2-3, the Onega bats in the bottom half of the 7th. Skripsik, the starting pitcher, had 85 pitches, only 15 to work with. He only needed 11 to retire all 3 batters. Leading things off for the Indians is the number 9 hitter, Kai Gertis. 0-for-2, first pitch, that misses in for ball 1. Coulterman came in for 2/3 of an inning last inning and was able to get out of the base-loaded jam. Foul straight back to the screen, evens up the counts. Got to get a new baseball for the home plate umpire. Medicine Lodge played an extra innings game. Is that one fouled straight back? They played an extra innings game in the semifinal game versus Burton Central, in which they won that one 1-0. That one misses a little bit low, evens up the count 2-2. They also won an extras on April 13th against Cheney. That one misses. 4-3. That was a very nice pitch, low and away. Correction, they actually lost that game to Cheney. 6-5 in extras. And that one misses for 4. Leadoff man reaches. That's just the second time that's happened today where the leadoff man has reached safely. That brings up the top of the order for the 5th time today. Derek Randles, the junior first baseman, is 0-for-4. Reached on an error in the 5th and scored. He also stole a base in that same inning as now Coulterman steps off the back of the rubber. Coulterman from the stretch, looking to bunt, and he pulls back, strike is thrown, they're down to second, that is, in time, he got him, a good job sliding out of the way by Gertis, he slid out of the way of the bag, but Fisher was right there to tag him after he slid past the bag. That is a big time 2-6 CS. And the bases are empty. And Coachman can go back to the windup with one gone here in the top of the eighth. That could be a big momentum shifter here as well. That ball sliced foul and makes it 0-2. Cannot stress how big that was there from Colby Simpkins after the throwing error last inning. He has knocked down some baseballs, kept them in front of him. Could have been a pass ball or a wild pitch last inning. It's a breaking ball. Oh, it just misses. Oh, no, they called him strike three. That was a delayed call by the umpire. Very delayed call, so that is strike number three. Second strikeout for Colterman out of the four batters he's faced. And that brings him Coy Skripczyk. He is 1-4. Now on in there, strike one. Skripczyk reached on an error in the seventh inning. On a ball hit to Vandenberg and left. And he was the first runner to score. 0-1. That's a breaking ball in there. Strike two. Now one out away from getting out of this eighth. Pitch. That one hit opposite way to the third baseman. It's booted. Dorsey throw on to first. It's going to be dropped by Fisher. And it gets by him. Skripczyk is going to go on to second. Ball goes into right field. And he is in there safely. That'll be an E5 that allows Skripczyk to reach safely. That brings up Carter Cunningham as the pinch runner is on once again. It is Nittler. Cunningham had the RBI double in the fifth. Also walked in the seventh and has two runs. First pitch. That was in there for a strike. Here's the 0-1 now. Now it hits Cunningham in the back. So now multiple base runners for the Indians. Runners on first and second, two gone. Just need one more to get Schreiner here. RBI single in the fifth. At the time, that tied the ball game. And now a mound visit to check on Colterman. Talk some things over here, talk strategy. So once again, runners on first and second. Top of the eighth, we are tied 5-5. Two gone. And up at the bottom of the eighth inning will be the 5-6-7 hitters, Dorsey, Race Fisher, and Fordham. Here, Onega, you love the fact that Race Fisher is coming up to the plate. He has done nothing but absolutely rake today. Four RBI on two hits, including a double in the third and a single in the fifth, that both each brought home two runs. Trying to keep this a tied ball game. The freshman wearing number 6 in black comes back to the plate. First pitch. In there, strike one. Good fastball from the right-handed reliever. Jackson Colterman, the hero in the championship regional game last Thursday. And there's a nice scoop by Simpkins. That one was about 2 feet from home plate, kept it in front of him. Well done. And the runners will stay at first and second. Count is now 1-1. And check swing didn't go. It was up high. Ball two. That one misses up high as well for ball three. Hunter Lamont had kind of an issue as well with pitches that were close to being in the zone but were a little high. And a couple pitches back-to-back in those same spots. Here's a 3-1. Foul straight back. And count's now full. One pitch away from getting out of the inning.
Hey, full, two out, stay home.
From the stretch, thumbs together, and now steps off the back of the mound. Looking towards second, nobody there. Giving some extra seconds to think about this pitch. Now it'll come together once again. And he'll toss it. Now on, misses down low. No, it's in there, strike three. Did it again. The umpire with the fake out. And it's in there, strike three. That was a little low in the zone as well, but he calls it strike three, and they strain a couple of runners. Another chance to win it in the bottom of the eight for Onega coming up here at 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? And let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Scripsic still in the ballgame. He only has four pitches left. They are just milking him dry right now, getting all those honored in. We are tied here 5-5, bottom of the eighth, and it is Jeremiah Dorsey who will lead things off. He had that big-time sacrifice fly in the third inning that gave them their first run of the ballgame. And other than that, he has walked. That was in the second inning, and he struck out in the fifth. So it's been a little bit since he's been up to the plate. Scripsic had 85 pitches going into the seventh, only needed 11. And again, he only has four left. So once again, it's Dorsey, Race Fisher, and then Fordham for Onega. For the right to move on to the semifinals to play St. Mary's Colgan tomorrow at 11 a.m. Scripsic back to the mound. Wind up in the 97th pitch. In just outside, 0-1. Again, the umpire with a little bit of a fake out. I lied. That was on me. That was my fault. That was outside. Last strikeout was definitely on the umpire, though. That one misses up for ball two. Previous called strike three calls, he was a little quicker to do them, but kind of left us in suspense in the last two. Here is the 2-0 pitch now to Dorsey. Low for ball three. Can probably count the number of times on my hand that he's had a 3-0 count against him today. But it's a big one right here with the lead-off man, Jeremiah Dorsey. The third baseman waits the pitch from Scripsic. That one's in there, a little bit low in the strike zone, but a fastball. Making it 3-1. So now a hitter's count coming up. And that one nubbed right back to the pitcher and caught. Jammed him, pitch in on the hands, that might have been ball four. So one gone, and that brings up Race Fisher. He's been the MVP of the day for the Buffaloes. Again, he is 2-for-3. 4 RBI, first pitch in there, strike one. Was a close pitch on the inside corner. That one's swinging a miss. That one's a little bit low. That is strike two. Scripsic making quick work. Goes right back to it. Here's the windup in the pitch. Swinging a miss behind that fastball in on the hands. And Scripsic with a strikeout. That will bring up Colby Fordham. First pitch that misses low. Apologies, I must have miscalculated. Thought that the 100-pitch rule counted for the state tournament as well, only for the regional tournament, apparently, because that one's in their first strike. That was giving some bad information. So, again, I apologize for that. Swing and a miss. Now 1-2. Retired 9 straight batters. Check swing, didn't go. He was up in the zone. Evens up the count 2-2. The last hit that he surrendered was that two RBI single in the fifth inning to Race Fisher. Haven't had a single base runner since then. And head coach Joe Dorman wanted some clarification on the count, I believe, was what was going on there. He called time, ready to go. 2-2, swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. Kid is unreal. 10 straight batters shut down in a row. We're still 5-5. We go to the top of the ninth. Coming up next, here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
We go to the top of the ninth. It's still tied 5-5. It'll be Jace Cox leading things off for Medicine Lodge. Jackson Coulterman is still the pitcher. We have a foul tip that's right into the mask of the home plate umpire, and it looks like he's okay. Just shaking it off and got a big smile on his face. Looks like he's okay. We're going to give him some extra time, though, just to unring his bell, if you will. Cox today, 1-for-4, but had the RBI single in the seventh inning that tied the tie, or actually, no, that was the one that actually, that was the run that got him within run, one run, is that one in there for a strike. It was the throwing error down to third that was the tying run. 0-2, Coulterman from the windup. Breaking ball a little too high. Hung that one a little bit, Cox. Held off of it, though. It's tough pitch to take. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Swung under that fastball for strike three. Already four strikeouts for Coulterman in a total of 2 innings. Kevion Ruiz to the plate for the fifth time today. He is 0-for-2, two walks and a run, as well as a pair of stolen bases. That one misses ball one. A correction, only one stolen base. That was when he stole home. That was the first run of the game back in the second inning. 1-0 pitch, misses outside, and that makes it 2-0. Coming up in the bottom of the ninth for the Buffaloes is the 8-9-1 hitters, Lamon, Magnet, and Coulterman. That was their first strike. Out of straight back, onto the top of the net. And the count brought back to 2-2 after it was 2-0. And I tell you what, Skripsik with 105 pitches. It's going to be tough to bring him back out once again tomorrow. Is that one breaking ball in the air, slicing out of play, first base side. Should Medicine Lodge advance, it would be difficult to imagine him having the energy to pitch again, but who knows? 2-2 pitch. Up and away, ball three. Onega's hoping that doesn't come to fruition, though. They're hoping they can win this game. Tied 5-5, bases empty, 3-2 pitch, one out, top of nine. Swing and a miss on a low pitch. That might have been ball four, but it doesn't matter because that is the third straight strikeout for Jackson Coulterman. Five on the afternoon in his relief outing. Two gone for Lane Krenner. Was retired for the first time in the seventh inning via strikeout. He has a single and two walks. First pitch. That was in there. Strike. That was a little bit low, but Krenner is on the shorter side. He's just a freshman. Krenner and Keller, both freshmen, both on the shorter side. Curtis as well. Junior is now and misses low and away. Going to have some smaller batters who have a smaller strike zone. More walks available. That one sliced out of play. Tell you what. Short batters with good discipline and a good eye for the strike zone are some of the most frustrating people to pitch to. And he is certainly one of them. 1-2 pitch, that one misses up and in. Evens count 2-2. Because the strike zone is smaller, but they also know exactly when it pitches a ball and a strike. And it's that pitch, that one. In there, strike three, got him. Another delayed strike three call. I got it that time. I was able to pick up that was a delay call, but that is four consecutive strikeouts as Coachman strikes out the side in the top of the ninth. We go to the bottom. Another chance for the Buffaloes to win it. Coming up next here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Highland True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
Grip 6 day is done, as it'll be Randall's on the mound, moving from first base. Cunningham is going from behind the plate over to first base, and now behind the plate is Skripsic. What a performance from Coy Skripsic. 105 pitches. He retired his last 10 batters. Ended up giving up 5 earned runs. And unfortunately for him, it'll be a no decision. All that just for an ND. That really is unfortunate. Only gave up 5 hits in the ballgame. The leading off is Hunter Laybaugh. He's 0-3. He would love to change that right here. First pitch of the game for Randles. That's low for ball one. Going from the stretch right out of the gate, Randles. That one's in there for a strike outside corner. So here's the final line for Skripsic unofficially. No decision. 8 pitches, or excuse me, rather, not 8 pitches, 105 pitches, 8 innings pitched. He gave up 5 hits, 5 earned runs, 2 walks, now about 14 strikeouts for Coy Skripsic. He goes behind the plate. Pops up, a high and home plate though, and out of play for a foul ball, makes it 1-2. You're still tied 5-5, Onega versus Medicine Lodge. Those just joining us, Onega had a 5-3 lead going into the top of the seventh. They gave up a couple of runs, tied the game, held on to the tie. Despite having bases loaded and one out against them, they were able to get out of the jam thanks to Jackson Coulterman's heroics, and that one misses outside 2-2. Onega is looking for their first base runner since the fifth inning. Here in the bottom of the ninth. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Got it. That is 3 consecutive strikeouts now from the pitching for the Indians. And that will bring up Vandenberg once again. He struck out his first time up. And now Adam Kufall is going to talk with the home plate umpire. Not quite sure what about the substitution, maybe? I don't know. I think we'll play on. The umpire said something to the scorekeeper behind home plate. I didn't catch what that was, but it looks like we're ready to get back to it. Randall's with the pitch. Now within their strike one to Vandenberg. Top of the hitting order coming up next. For the fifth time through. In there, strike two, 0-2 now the count. One gone, base is empty. Bottom of nine. Onega scored three runs in the third, two in the fifth. Now on Roca to center field, that's going to be a base hit. Rounding first and staying there, so that'll be a long, loud single. In between Gurdes and Ruiz. As the Onega crowd erupts around us. And that will bring up Jackson Coulterman. Was the hero in the regional championship game. Can he bring some more heroics here to Great Bend? Big gap in between first and second. That's coming in with holding on Vandenberg. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut. That was a home run swing if I've ever seen one. You wanted all that one. Coulterman is 0-3 today. Strikeout. Ground out, pop out, and hit by pitch. Randall's comes set. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, that one misses up and away. Held that one into his hand a little bit too long. Failed to mention Randall's numbers on the year. 25 and a third innings pitched on the season. That's the second most on the team, a record of 1-1, an ERA of 5.25. Comes together and lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Another big cut from Coulterman. That was low in the zone. He likes it there. That makes the count 1-2. Double play ball is in effect here for the Indians. And on deck is Zach Fisher. 1-2. Outside, just barely. Skripsik framing it on the outside edge. Not getting the call, though. Makes it 2-2. The pitch. High in the air, a high fastball. Foul territory, third base side, and that is going to get out of here. Took a while before it did get out, but it lands safely, and the count will stay the same. And now time is called by Coulterman. The runner on first is Vandenberg. Heck of a time for his first hit of the season, by the way. Looks over at first. It's a good-sized lead for the freshman. Randall's to the plate. That's low and away. Ball three. Count is full. Nice low batting stance from Coulterman. He is awaiting. And now the payoff pitch, and that ball is grounded to the third baseman. Double play ball possibly. Flip over to second in time. The first, not in time. It's C.D. Coulterman. No way you're going to get him out. The Coulterman reaches safely on the fielder's choice, but there is now two outs. That brings up Zach Fisher. Again, another opportunity to break out of this little slump that he's in. He's 1-for-11 in the postseason. He struck out three times today. He's 0-for-4. He got on base on a fielder's choice in the third inning and came home to score after stealing second. That was on that sack fly from Dorsey back all the way in the third inning. First pitch to the senior. That one's in their strike one. Fisher started the game on the mound. No decision for him. Five innings, four hits allowed, three earned runs, four walks, and five Ks. Randles, here is the 0-1 pitch. No, he's going to look back over to first base as Coulterman dives back in there safely. That's low to Fisher. Throw back down to first. That's not in time. Cunningham is covering. Skripsik is behind home plate. He has got a cannon. I don't think they're going to run on him. Because his arm did not grow weary over the final innings. He retired his final 10 batters before getting to 105 pitches. His day is done. He's now behind the plate. That one is in there for a strike. Coach Kufall mentioned in the pregame interview that he had some injuries he had to deal with last year, so he played catcher most of last season and some of this season as well. So he can still show off that arm if Flair goes to second, but as mentioned, I don't think Onega is going to. 1-2 pitch coming up. There it goes, Coulterman. It's outside. Here's the throw. It's going to be not in time. That is tough. So they got the runner in scoring position. Just need the base hit in the right spot now. And that'll win the ball game. I am really surprised they challenged Skripsik, but they did so successfully. Coulterman gets the steal. Randles, the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, without a straight back, we'll do it again. Said it a bunch of times during the broadcast, but the winner will take on St. Mary's Colgan, the 8th seed, 11 a.m. tomorrow. They defeated Little River 12-5 in the first game of the afternoon. It's already almost 4:30. They've only played one full game of baseball. That one in there. Strike three got him outside corner. And that will retire the side. Runner stranded over at second. We go on to the 10th. 5-5. Still our score here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The Onega Buffaloes are heading to the state baseball tournament in Great Bend, and Community Healthcare System is proud to present today's broadcast. Through all the off-season work, all the way to a regional championship at their own field, the Onega Buffaloes have overcome the odds and will now play in a state baseball tournament. Community Healthcare System enriches the health and lives of the people that they serve, and this Onega baseball team enriched the lives of the people that rooted them on this year. Good luck to the Onega Buffaloes. From Community Healthcare System.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We're stuck at 5-5 as we go to the top of the 10th inning. Jared Sluppy back with you here in Great Bend. Very proud to be bringing you state baseball here on Kansas Land Radio. Multiple teams across the state playing today. Got Sabetha going on there in Manhattan at Toyton Family Stadium. And then McLeod softball as well. They're in Pratt, undefeated 23-0. So for Medicine Lodge and Zane Keller, and that pitch in there, strike one. He is 0-3 with a walk. It's the 8-9-1 hitters that will come to the plate for the Indians. As Coulterman back at it. Now one bounces in there for ball one. Coulterman has struck out his last four batters. That stretches back to the eighth inning. That one's in there for strike two. What a performance from Jackson Coulterman coming in relief with bases loaded and one out in the top of the seventh, getting out of the jam. It's been fantastic ever since. And a half-hearted swing, he went around. That's strike three. Five consecutive Ks for Jackson Coulterman. And another reminder that this kid is just a sophomore. All the heroics, not just from today, but from the regional championship as well. And that will bring up Ty Gertis. And that one took a weird hop into Simpkins once again. He's taking some weird ones, but he's okay, though. And that makes it 1-0. Hit the air, out of play. Evens up the count 1-1. Gertis is 0-2, two walks. He was caught stealing. A critical out in the eighth inning. with nobody out. One one is low and in. Ball two. So in the bottom of the 10th for the Buffaloes, because they will get another chance, it is pretty much the heart of the order. Simpkins, Kelzer, and Dorsey. And that one just misses as well. Outside corner. As ball three, makes it 3-1. Back from the windup. Up high, 5-pitch walk. And that breaks up the strikeout streak, and that puts a man on, more importantly, for Medicine Lodge. Randall's to the plate for the fifth time today. He is 0 for 4, two strikeouts. Actually, bigger part is the sixth time today. He's 0 for 5. He reached on an error in the fifth inning. Came home to score after a steal. First pitch, that's down low, ball one. Couple strikeouts pop out and the ground out. Buffaloes have a chance for a double play if they can turn it. Randles does have some speed, though, as that one's in there for a strike. He was up the count 1-1. Got Jack Schreiner warming up there in the bullpen for Medicine Lodge as the throwback over to first is not in time. Schreiner, a freshman. That one blasted left center field. That's a gapper. That's going to roll all the way up near of the wall, rounding third and heading home. That's ball dropped by Fisher. That easily allows for Medicine Lodge to get the go-ahead run. RBI double from Derek Randles. As Gertis easily able to come home from first base. That brings up Skripsik for the sixth time today. 1 for 5. First pitch. Up high, ball one. Reached on an error in the eighth inning. Was stranded at second base. So now Randles is the lone base runner. Second base, one out, top of 10. Medicine Lodge now a 6-5 lead. That ball is hit to left. Beg your pardon, right center field, backing up. And that's going to be over the head of Lamont. Rounding third and heading home is Randles. And no throw. And is a 7-5 Indians lead. Skripsik is the real deal. He can do it all. What a performance from him. Second hit of the day. 14 strikeouts on the mound as the first pitch misses inside. Ball one to Carter Cunningham. He is 1 for 3. RBI double in the fifth inning. Also reached on a walk and hit by pitch. A couple runs scored as well. Is that one? Misses low and away, bounces into Simpkins, and he wants to do baseball. Holzerman trying not let things get too out of hand here, as they are going to now have to try to come back from a two-run deficit in the bottom of the 10th. That one misses low and away. 3-0 now the count. Onega hasn't scored since the fifth inning. Now timeout is called. With a 3-0 count and one down here in the top of the 10th. Started off good. Strikeout. Struck out the leadoff man, but then a walk. An RBI double from Randles and an RBI double from Skripsik. And we'll see if they keep him in or they decide to go elsewhere. But as mentioned, Onega throughout the season is four pitchers that have pitched one inning or more, and they have used all four here today. Fisher went one inning, Simpkins went one, Lamon went only a third of an inning, and Coulterman has went the rest of the way. So Cunningham now stands back into the batter's box with a 3-0 count. And runner on second with one out, top of 10. Medicine Lodge again now leads it 7-5 against Onega. That is a 4-pitch walk. Multiple base runners for the first time this inning, and the first time since the eighth inning. That brings up the cleanup hitter, Jack Schreiner, who was warming up in the bullpen in the last half inning. First pitch in there, strike one. The freshman is 1-for-4, RBI single in the fifth. He also walked in the seventh. The ball skied out of play. 0-2. Coach Dorman giving him some instructions on following through on that swing. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Coulterman. Now on, missing outside by a hair, and makes it 1-2. Now this is up high. Evens up the count 2-2. Again, the upcoming batters for the Buffaloes. Simpkins, Kelzer, Dorsey. 3-4-5 in the hitting order. 2-2 pitch, misses up and in. Makes the count full. Back-to-back balls after being ahead in the count 1-2. Ultimate looks back at second and comes to the plate. Swinging a miss. Foul tip into the glove of Simpkins. That is out number 2. It's already 8 strikeouts for Jackson Coulterman in his relief efforts. Now with 3 1/3 innings. First pitch, that's grounded to Fisher at short, underhand to second. That is in time for the force out, and that is going to end the inning. But the damage has been done. 2 more runs from Medicine Lodge. They lead it 7-5. Onega needs to get a rally going in the bottom half of the 10th to extend or win the game here at 92.1 FM, KNCA.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, MainStar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. MainStar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose MainStar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Mowing? Nobody likes mowing. If you hate it, call Truax Tree Service. We love it. We love it so much that if you sign up for a season-long contract, we'll give you a $50 gift card. No strings attached. But we'll also do weed eating for you as well. Landscaping, tree service, mowing, you name it, we'll do it. You better contact Truax Tree Service today at 785-236-7651. That's 785-236-7651. Truax Tree Service, taking care of the problems you don't want to deal with.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, the Buffaloes need some runs. They're down 7-5 as we go to the bottom of the 10th inning. Jared Slubby back with you from Great Bend. As Onega is down to their final three outs. Again, it's Simpkins, Kelzer, and Dorsey. 3-4-5 hitters coming to the plate. Simpkins is 1-for-3 on the day. Had a hit in the fifth inning. Has a pair of runs and also a walk. Randall's back on the mound. Likes to go from the stretch. Now one misses in, 4-1. Chops to the shortstop right to him. Go to first. Dug it, and he couldn't scoop it. It's out of the glove of the first baseman, Cunningham. And that's going to be an E6. And the Buffaloes are in business here in the bottom of the 10th.
We got a lead right here. Let's go!
That brings up L.J. Kelzer. He's sophomore second baseman. Has a pair of singles today. One in the third and one in the fifth. Scored both of those times. And a pair of strikeouts as well. First pitch in the dirt. Nice scoop by Skripsik. Now that strikeout in the second inning, he actually reached base because of a weird hop off the glove of Cunningham, who was the catcher at the time. Went to his left. He got to first. So he's been on base three times today. We're down to first after the ball that misses outside. Almost in time. Didn't even slide in. Dangerous there from Simpkins. Cavs now 2-0. Man on first, nobody out. 7-5, Medicine Lodge. Bottom of 10. Need two runs to extend. 3 to win it. There goes the runner. The pitch is low, and he's going to eat it. And that's another steal in extras for Onega. So the Buffaloes do have some life here. Still got some work to do. 3-0 count. Reynolds comes together. Looks at second. Long look. Comes home and has a four-pitch walk. So the tying runner is on base for Onega. And that will bring up Jeremiah Dorsey. 0 for 2 today, but had the sac fly RBI in the third. Quick little mound visit from Skripsik. Giving some words of encouragement to his reliever here, Randles. Really does kind of feel for Skripsik a little bit. All his efforts for a no decision. I'm sure if they hold on to this win, he'll feel just fine. Onega trying not to let that happen, though. Runners on first and second. First pitch, that's hit to left field. That's a jump in front of base hit. But they will hold him at third. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. And all of a sudden, the winning run is on at first. And that brings up the hero of the day so far, Race Fisher. He has 4 RBI on 2 hits. Here we go, folks. Randles is rattled a little bit. Taking some extra time to deal to the big fella. The junior first baseman awaits the first pitch, and here it comes. That one's in the air to left field. That's hooking. It might be in foul territory, and that is going to be out of play. Strike one. That was a few feet to the right, maybe by 10, 15 feet. That might have been out in a game-winning grand slam, but no, that is not, unfortunately, how things end here. So after cranking that foul ball, he now stands in with an 0-1 count. Randles comes together. Here is the pitch. Outside, ball one. Throw down to third, and that is not in time. Just barely missed him. And everybody from Medicine Lodge's side thought he was out. And again, Simpkins not fighting back to the bag. Bases loaded. Bottom of the 10th. 7-5 our score, and now Coach Dorman is going to come on to argue here. And he is not happy that the umpire who made the call is going to stick with his decision. So the count is 1-1 now. Race Fisher now stands back in the box. Randles feels it. It's low. Ball two. And on deck is Colby Fordham. One pitch. That's in there for a strike. Outside edge. Race Fisher is 6-for-12 this postseason. Here's a 2-2. He chases it into left field for a base hit. Running third, and they're going to wave him around. Here comes the tying run, and he is going to be out by a mile. And that is out number one. And it is now 7-6. That was not a smart decision by head coach Adam Kufall to wave him around. But still, there is hope for the Buffaloes. An RBI single by Race Fisher makes it 5 RBI on the day. It brings home Colby Simpkins. But Kelzer is gunned out at the plate. So Dorsey's on to second. And that brings up Colby Fordham. One out still. For Fitch. That one misses up. Ball one. Fordham is 1-for-4, singled all the way back in the second inning, which feels like a century ago. 1-0 pitch. Outside for ball two. And they're going to call it balk. It's a balk. So that pitch does not count. It's a balk. And now the tying run is back over at third. So now a fly ball into the outfield will tie this game up. That's the second balk of the game. One from Skripsik and now one from Randles. He didn't come set is the call. So now back to a 1-0 pitch. Randles comes home. Now a misses for ball two. Now Randles seeming to have a difficult time finding the strike zone. And when he has found the strike zone, Onega's been able to get all over it. To a pitch, that's up for ball three. Way up, it brings Skripsik to his full upright position. Second and third, one out, bottom of 10th. Fordham awaits the 3-0 pitch. Outside, ball four. Bases are loaded once again. Coach Dorman is sticking with Randles despite all of this. Onega trails 7-6. Bottom of 10, bases are back loaded. One out. And Hunter Lamon is at the plate. He is 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. And on deck is Keegan Venneberg, who got a base hit last inning. Randles comes set. First pitch to Lamon. And that one misses low ball one. And if I'm Lamon, I'm taking it until he throws a strike because he has had a tough time finding the strike zone the past few batters he's faced. 1-0. That's in there for a strike. Evens up the count. He's trying to get one in there. He does so, guiding it a little bit. It was low and away. But finds the corner. Randles, so 1-1 pitch. That's low and away. Makes it 2-1. Base hit put in the right spot, wins the game. A fly ball to the right spot in the outfield also ties the game. 2-1 pitch. In the middle, and it's passed in, but it's through. One runner scores, waves around, and the ball is put off. The start of the play will be not in time, and Omega wins. Oh, wait, no. The umpire is waiting for the call, waiting for the call. It was a play at the plate. What's the call? They haven't made the call yet. Looks like he was safe. They're going to call him out. Oh, my goodness. He looked like he was in there safe, so I thought he was safe, and I thought Onega won the game, but a late call again and another tee from the home plate umpire. Took him forever to make the call. It looked like he was safe. He got around the slide. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe that call. So we play on. We are tied. It's 7-7. An RBI single for Hunter Lamond as Dorsey scores. Fordham was gunned down at the plate on another relay. And Hunter Lamond, the first pitch, misses to Keegan Venneberg, makes his third plate appearance. The Fordham, I beg your pardon, is now at second. And Lamond is at first. Two gone. 7-7 now our score. Pitch. Now it's in the air towards center field. Venneberg. It hangs up in the air. And then it's over his head. And Omega is going to win the game. He gets 3-1. And it's in the bottom of the 10th. And Onega is advancing to the state semifinals. And the fans behind me are enjoying the taste of sweet, sweet victory. As the Buffalo gets revenge on the Indian here tonight. Let's step aside. We'll recap it all here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Once again, your final score, 8-7. Onega wins it in 10.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
The 27th annual Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation Charity Golf Classic is Friday, June 16th at Spring Creek Golf Course in Seneca. Individual and team registrations are welcome, and many sponsorship opportunities are available as well. We are also doing the golf ball drop. 600 golf balls will be sold. For $5, you can purchase a golf ball with a chance to win 50% of the total golf ball sales. Please contact Courtney Schmelzley at 785-336-0426 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Onega wins it. They walk it off in the bottom of the 10th inning as they win it. Final score 8-7. An unbelievable win for the Buffaloes. They're on to the state semifinals. Let's wrap this one up as good as we can. As we're still tallying up Jackson Coulterman's pitching numbers, let's go ahead and get to the hitting stats. Jackson Coulterman, he led things off. He was 0 for 4 with a steal. Zach Fisher, he goes 0 for 5 with the run and a stolen base. Colby Simpkins goes 1 for 4 with 3 runs on a single and a stolen base as well. LJ Kelzer in the 10th inning, he got on via a walk. He was 2 for 4 with 2 runs and 2 singles. Jeremiah Dorsey had a single in the 10th inning. He was 1 for 3 with an RBI sac fly as well in the 3rd inning with a run. Grace Fisher, he was 3 for 5 with 5 RBI, including the 6th run of the game in the 10th inning. And in the 5th inning, he had a 2 RBI single, and he had an RBI double in the 3rd. Excuse me, a 2 RBI double in the 3rd as well. Colby Fordham, he goes 1 for 4. With a run, he walked and was the game-winning run in the 10th inning. Hunter Lamon was 1 for 5, had the game-tying RBI single. 1 for 5 on his day. Can wipe out his 3 strikeouts because that more than makes up for it. And Keegan Vennerberg, he was 2 for 3, gets the game-winning RBI single. He gets a single in the 9th inning and one more to boot in the 10th inning to win the ball game. And also Dylan Magnet, he was 0 for 2 on his day. Pitching for the Buffaloes. Zach Fisher got the start, no decision, 5 innings pitched, 4 hits allowed, 3 earned runs, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts. Colby Simpkins goes 1 inning, gives up no hits, no earned runs, and 1 walk, as well as 2 strikeouts. Hunter Lamon, well, unfortunately he blew a save, but he went a third of an inning, thankfully he didn't get the loss, as he gave up 1 hit, 2 runs, none of them were earned though, 3 walks and no strikeouts. And then Jackson Coulterman, he goes the final few innings. And in those innings, let's see here, if I can tally the hits real quick, he gave up 3 hits. He gave up 2 in the 10th and 1 in the 7th inning. He got 8 strikeouts, I know that for a fact. In terms of walks, he had just 2 walks. And then, let's see here, earned runs, he had both earned runs. And then hits, as mentioned, he had 3. So I'll go through that again. In his final few innings, he had 3 hits allowed, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. And Jackson Coulterman, he gets the win. He is credited with the win as well. So once again, it was the game-winning RBI single from Keegan Venneberg. The freshman comes through getting his first and second hits of the entire season. And he comes through big time and puts Onega into the semifinals. What a way to end this marathon of a contest in 10 innings. Onega moves on. They'll play St. Mary's Colgan, the 8 seed. They'll be the home team, and they will be favored to win that ball game. And they'll play for a chance to make the state title game tomorrow. Again, that'll be at 11 a.m. If they win that, they'll be on to the state championship. And if they were to lose, they would play in the third-place game. The third-place game is at 3:30, but they're hoping for the 5:45 first pitch for the championship. That's going to do it for me. Jarrett Sleppy here in Great Bend. Huge shout to Kurt back in the booth. He's been phenomenal, keeping us on the airwaves for the 3 or so hours that we've been on here this afternoon. And we'll be back at it again tomorrow with more Onega Baseball here on 92.1 FM KMZA.